Blog Talk Radio.
You're here.
Okay. This is your host, Dr. Dolores McKern, host for the KSK radio broadcast. We're glad to be here again tonight to bring you a word from the Lord. We have men and women of God here, and they are on fire for God. They have a word from the Lord. But before I do that, I would like to share and open the eyes of the people with the word that God has opened my eyes with. God considers the poor deeply, and God shared some things with me about the poor. I had some utilities turned on in a house, and God told me to watch it from the beginning to the end because he was going to show me something. And so I watched it. I did as God told me. I followed the instructions. And when I got the bill was almost three times as much as what it should have been. And God said, I wanted to show you that because they have been robbing the poor over the years. And I come to find out that they're not only doing it in this city, but they're doing it all over. But as I say that, I just want people to be watchful and have an ear to hear from the Lord when he speaks to you, because he's real. The Holy Spirit is real. And I just like for people to know that, because God considers the poor. He considers the poor. But we have with us tonight, we have Brother Kevin Allen, Evangelist Kevin Allen with us tonight, and we have Minister Bridget Wolf here with us tonight with a word from the Lord. And we're going to ask them to give us a prayer at this moment.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for who you are and who you is. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We come to say thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who give us the grace and strength that we need in times like these. Father, we thank you. Lord, we come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to praise you. We come to stand in awe of your presence. Lord, we thank you for who you are and who you is. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I ask you to forgive us for sinning against you, your people, even against our own body. Sin unknown to us, but known to you. Father, you said if we confess our sin, that your faith and justice forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness by the washing of the water of the Spirit and by the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, come in the name of Jesus. Declare and decree your word over the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray that you send Mike and his warring angels into the heavens to war against the Prince of Persia, to push back the hand of the enemy, to give us the victory in the fight when we get there in the name of Jesus. Father, for the fight and the battle is not, it's the Lord. Father, you told us that you have all the restraints for the battle, to subdue the enemy upon our feet. Now, Father, give us the neck of our enemy tonight. Lord God, give us the victory over our enemy tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to speak your wisdom. Lord, because you told us to speak your word, and you will hear your word, and you will answer our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you bless, open the ears and the hearts and the minds of the people that's on the airways tonight that come to hear a word from the Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you will drop a word in their spirit, Lord God, give them a rhema word, a right now word for their a right now situation. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we bind the enemy and the hand of the works of the devil. And, Lord, we cast him out in the name of Jesus. Father, for you said you come to give us life more abundant. In Jesus' mighty name, let the life bottom of your spirit flow tonight, unhindered, undisturbed, and unmoved by any satanic demonic activity. In the name of Jesus. Father, we speak life on the airways, on the hearts and the minds of the people. Lord, I pray, Lord God, those that are lost did not know you in the part of their sin, that you will be speaking today, hearing, Lord God. Open up their ears with faith tonight, Lord God. Move the dumbness, Lord God. Send out their ears where they can hear a word from on high. In the name of Jesus. Lord, move by your spirit tonight. We need to hear from you tonight, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, Father God, when the righteous cries out, the Lord hears and delivers them from all their fears. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Be God in our life. For you are the most high God. There's none like you. There's none above you, Father. There's no name above the name of Jesus. And we call on the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, to be our high prophet, to be our apostle, to be our shepherd. Lord, you are a good shepherd. You said we shall not want to lack no good thing in the earth as in the heaven. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we come today. And we ask that you come break bread with us. Come and feed us from on high. For our food come from on high. For you say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Because your mouth speaks life. Your mouth speaks peace. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let your word go forth, Lord God. Let it move. Let it do what you want it to do, Father God, in the hearts and the minds of your people. And, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, we want to thank Sister Wolf for that wonderful prayer. I pray that each and every one that's listening on the airwaves receive this in their hearts. Lord, we thank you for bringing us together in unity for such a time as this. As we go forth tonight, we're going to ask Evangelist Allen to give us a word. And I pray that everyone that's listening on the airwaves, that open up your heart and your mind. If it's something you don't understand, pray and ask God to give you that understanding. Either by whomever he sent or by the Holy Spirit, he will teach you. He won't have you ignorant. And here's, I'm going to let brother, turn it over to Brother Allen. He's going to give us a word.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. And for those that's out there in radio land, we do thank you. It is a privilege once again to be on the radio, to be on the airwaves, encouraging you in the word of the Lord. No other word in this here lifetime that we need than right now. We need a word from the Lord.
Amen.
And there is a word from the Lord. And it's important right now that you're maybe debating on things that went on through the day, but take a time right now. We implore you right now to take a time right now to have a relationship with the Lord. You know, like you have time with your significant other. It's just that important right now, the times that we're living in, that you take a time to have and build a relationship with the Lord. You can tell him all about your problems, and God's ear is always sensitive to hearing you. But more importantly, he wants you to be still so you can hear him also. And you'll find that in the word of God. When you do a Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not upon to thy own understanding. The sixth verse is so important also because it says, in all of your ways that you acknowledge him, the word of God, he shall direct your path. That's Bible. I didn't write that in your Bibles. But it's important right now that you take time to build this relationship with Jesus. Just like he says, with loving kindness have I drawn you. It's the same kind of loving kindness that you have to seek him, according to Matthew 16:33. It's important right now that the times that you're going through right now, the situation that you're hearing on television, hearing on the radio, seeing in your own community, seeing it inside the church, that you find yourself building this relationship and being sure, because we have to be sure, you have to be sure, that you're serving a true living God, and that you know him.
Amen.
In the part of your sins. Not only that, but you know him in a relationship of obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Any day of the week. You may sacrifice not going to that football game, but obedience to the Lord is so important. It's a life-changing situation. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be dealing with in the book of Revelation. I'm coming to you in the chapter 2, verse number 2. Amen.
Amen.
Just part A of verse 2. Part A of verse 2. Revelation chapter 2, part A of verse 2. The word of God is saying today, I know thou works. Jesus is saying today, I know thy works. Take time to evaluate Jesus, what Jesus is really saying as the word of God is coming to us today. He's saying, I know thy works. There's nothing that you can do on the face of this earth that God don't know. There's nothing that you could say and whisper even in the nearest of corners that God. So what God is saying today, he's saying, hallelujah, I know thou works. that you know out there in Radio Land what you're doing. Is it unto the Lord, or is it to yourself? Or is it for the glamour of the world? But Jesus is saying, the one that died for you on Calvary's cross, the one that shed his precious blood, the one that allowed his body to be broken for our sin, that took on the whole world of sin, he's saying today, I know thy works. It's important, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, that you understand what Jesus is saying today. Because when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, all of your words that you have spoken or proclaimed will be right there before you, given back to you.
Amen.
It's important that you evaluate where you're going right now. It's not what God is not concerned about yesterday. You may have done tremendously blessed things yesterday. But today, if you were to die today, would your works glorify God?
Amen.
That's what it's all about. When you're building a relationship, as I was talking to you about this earlier before the word came to us, when you're building a relationship, it's important that you build it in the word of God as unto the Lord. No worldly philosophy, no job is going to be have to give you the accolades that Jesus is going to say, come on up here, blessed are ye, prepare for the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus is saying in Revelation, if you're just now coming in and tuning in, we welcome you. He's saying today, Revelation 2:2a, I know thy works. It's important that you evaluate. It's important that you realize, now, what am I really working for? Am I really working for church membership? Am I really working for the altar, and the, you know, the choir, the welcome committee? Or are you really working for to give God the glory in your life? Because guess what? It starts with you. It doesn't start at the church. It starts with you. Being a part of the church, being obedient to the word of God, being obedient to what Jesus is saying. And when you have an ear to hear, the Holy Ghost is going to speak to you because this relationship is for you. He wants to, he said in the word, he said, abide in me and my word abide in you, and you can ask anything. That's a relationship builder right there. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask whatever you want because we're building this relationship that whatever you're asking God for, he's there to do it for you. And Jesus is saying today, I know thou works. And it's important that you evaluate. It's important that you sit down and say, now, what have I been doing that's really displeasing to the Lord? What kind of life am I representing as unto the Lord? Jobs are important. Am I raising my children as unto the Lord? Are they willing? Are they really seeing Jesus in me? When I get away from the church, what kind of words do come out of my mouth?
Amen.
When somebody makes me upset at the grocery store, driving by, what kind of words are that's coming out of me? Because the Bible is saying, he says, out of the abundance of the heart, do the mouth speak.
Mm-hmm.
See, what God really is concerned about, he wants that heart. He sees that heart. And so that heart is a manifestation of your works. Because a tree is known by the fruit that is there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever kind of fruit that you're bearing, if it's a worldly fruit, or is it a spiritual fruit? Because you can't serve two. You can't be on one side and be on the other. That's impossible for you to serve two masters.
Amen.
The Bible says that. So what kind of works are you really doing? What are you doing as unto the Lord? Because the word is saying today, if you were to die today and this be your last time that you hear the word of God encouraging you to repent of your sins and give it all to God right now, where would you be? But it's important right now where you are right now that you recognize that I really want to go to heaven. I really want to build this relationship with Jesus. He has been so good to me. He has blessed me when I didn't see a way out.
Amen.
He has healed my body when I know that I didn't have enough to faith or to trust the doctors, but I trust in the one that made the doctors and allowed the doctors. I trust in the King, King Jesus. Those are some of the things that you need to think about. When you knew that God brought you out of that drug addiction, when you knew that God made you, allowed you to make a home where you were drunk driving, when you knew that you were getting, you didn't know how you're going to get things paid, when you didn't even have a job, when people said that you didn't know you would never be anything, and God brought you out. These are some of the things that you can lean back on and recognize that it was God all along making the way for you. It wasn't your best friend no at the corporation, no one giving you a job, looking out for you. It was God all along. Because just like he wakes up the rich, he wakes up the poor. It's the same air that we're breathing over there in Japanese that they're breathing over here in America. That's not a separation of air. You have to recognize what God is really saying today. He's saying, I know thou works. Whatever you're doing today, whatever situation that you find yourself in, it's a time when you need to evaluate. You may have had a bad, bad day today. You may be contemplating on turning your back on Jesus. But I implore you, just go a little farther into it. There is a light into the tunnel. The devil may be tempting you to turn back. The devil may be tempting you to do this, do that. He may be even tempting you to pawn your stuff. But you have to recognize that Jesus has said, you have to come to me. Just put your trust in me with all of your heart. You know how you used to give your heart to your significant other? You say, well, I love you with all of my heart. That spot is only there for Jesus. You have to recognize who is really saying, what Jesus is really saying. He's saying, I know what you're doing. You may look at yourself in the mirror today, and you may walk away forgetting what you have looked at, who you were and whose you were, but Jesus is still saying, know thou works. Whatever that you find yourself in, this is a time right now that you can repent of it. This is a time right now that you can give your life to Jesus Christ and be sure that you're going to build this relationship just like that. It's built. He says, with loving kindness have I drawn me. And that same loving kindness is extended to you. I don't care what you may have been doing. You may have just finished smoking crack. You may have just finished that beer. You may have finished that bottle of wine. You may have just finished lying to your significant other. But God is saying, before you take your last breath, repentance is right there for you to repent. Because guess what? When he's knowing your works, he's knowing your heart.
Amen.
It is out of your heart through the mouth speak. God is looking at your heart. Mm-hmm. Your mind can tell you all different kind of things, but your heart is what God is centered in. Amen. He's looking at the heart. He told Samuel about the sons of Jesse. He said, you're looking on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And Jesus is looking on the heart. Jesus is the one that said, out of the abundance of the heart through the mouth speak. He's looking at your heart. So you can give your life to Jesus right now. This is not a place that we're not here every Friday playing around. We're here to encourage you to keep going, to keep going on with Jesus, because one day this guy's going to open like an egg, and it's going to be so quick. I can't even pop my fingers that quick when the rapture is going to take place. And somewhere it's going to be nighttime. Somewhere it's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning. Somewhere it's going to be 7 o'clock in the evening, dinner time. But it's going to just as fast. the rapture, the trumpet is going to sound, and the dead in Christ will hear him. And if their works are going to go before them. Your works is going to have to say where you go. It's not what you have said. It's your works. What kind of tree that you bear? A good tree is going to bear good fruit. And a corrupt tree is going to bear corrupt fruit. You may be planting these accolades of being on this earth for a long time, showing off these cars, showing off these homes, buying good furniture and all that. All that is fine and dandy, but you can't take it with you. What you can is the work of God. The only thing that you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
So if you're not working for Christ, and he's saying, I know thy works, guess what kind of works that you're building? You're building your house upon a sand. You have to evaluate. We encourage you to sit back and evaluate. All that your accolades were looking up to you, all of these accolades of people coming to you, borrowing money from you, whatever the case may be, buying drugs from you, whatever the case may be, God is still saying in Revelations 2 and 2a, I know thou works. Give your life to Jesus. Wherever you are in this world, Australia, Paris, Rio de Janeiro, South Africa, L.A., Seattle, Washington, Chicago, New York, Ames, Louisiana, wherever you are right now, the word of God is still saying the same thing all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's going out and he says, I know your works. What you have to do is make your works better from this point. God is not concerned about your past. He's concerned about your future with him. Because where you start is where he says, I've been waiting on you all along. I've been waiting. I haven't never left you. In the times when you were in your worst state, I was there covering you because I knew this day was going to come, that you were going to make a choice to choose me. And I'm begging you today, choose life found only in Jesus Christ. There's only the bridge. He's there, him. He's the only way that you can get to heaven. If he's the only way that you can get to the Father. Because Jesus has said, no one can come unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
You have to make it up in your mind. Nobody is pressuring you. We are exhorting you. We're encouraging you. We're begging you to give your life to Jesus. If you haven't ever gave your life to Jesus, have you ever never thought about, what if I were to die today? I see all these people going to church. I see them talking about Jesus. I see them praising God. I see my neighbor every Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday. He's going to church. She's going to church. What is this all about? And she tells me that she's praying for me. She's praying for you to come to Jesus. Because she sees your works just like God sees your works. As the Bible says, a tree is known by the fruit that it bears.
Amen.
You mess unrighteous things, it's gonna manifest. If you have a cursing demon, it's gonna manifest. If you have a lust demon, it's gonna manifest. If you have a backstabbing demon, if you have a covetous spirit, these things are gonna manifest. But the works of God, it will be a light unto a dark world.
Amen.
You won't have to worry about doing it unto man because you're doing it unto the Lord. Let God see your perfect works because he's waiting on you. This is the opportunity now that we want to take this time for you to be invited into the family.
Amen.
The family of being called the child of God.
Amen.
If you haven't ever gave your life to Christ, we want to welcome you right here. The Bible has said if you just confess with your mouth, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I need a Savior. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins. I receive you now as Lord and Savior of my life, Lord Jesus. The Bible says that you're saved.
Amen.
We're not trying to make salvation hard. We're making it as simple as it is in the Word of God.
Right.
It
Amen.
Says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. If you just call on Jesus, say, Lord, help me. The Lord, he's seeing that heart. You will be delivered. You see, the book of James says, in the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. If they have committed any sin, they shall be forgiven them.
Amen.
You saved. When your sins are forgiven you, that means that you are saved.
Amen.
When you ask God to forgive you of your sins and you receive him as Lord and Savior of your life, you are now saved. It's not a mathematical question that takes a genius. It's a heart thing. It comes from your heart.
That's
right. It comes from your heart and out of your mouth.
Amen.
That's why you have to confess.
Amen.
God is waiting for you to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
And you will see him. Every one of us will have to see him. And, Lord, we thank you right now.
Thank you.
Welcome to the family.
Amen.
We encourage you to continue in the family.
Amen.
Talk to Jesus. Build a relationship with him. Pray to him. Sing songs to him. Tell him how great he is. He's worthy of all of it. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would you be? Revelations chapter 2, verse 2a. Jesus is talking. He's saying, I know thy works. Let God into your life today. Let Jesus into your life. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord continue to keep you. And more importantly, be found being a doer of the word.
Amen.
Here's back to Dr. Delores.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a praise for that one. We thank God for it right now. We thank God. It's just so wonderful to have willing people to give us the word of God, hearing from heaven on high, that we may be healed, delivered, and set free. We give God the glory for that tonight. We just want to thank God. And I pray, too, that the listeners out there are receiving this in their heart. Anything that you don't know, if it, you have a prayer request or something that you need to know, we're here. We're here. And God will... God will answer because he won't have you ignorant.
That's right.
He won't have you ignorant. So if you are seeking him with all your heart, you'll find him. You will find him. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added spiritually. He will open your eyes to things. He will show you things to come. Right now at this time, we're going to introduce Minister Bridget Wolf. She's going to give us the word and that the Lord has shared with us, and she's going to share it with us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
That everything that happened well. That's what he told us. He said when we come into his house, when we come into his presence, he said that everything that have breath, praise the Lord. And we in the temple of God, we supposed to be praising him and blessing his holy name. Because that is required of us, because that identifies that we are who we say we are in Christ, and Christ is who he said he is in us. Amen? Therefore, we share all things, and all things that we share is blessing the Lord. Everybody can say praise the Lord, and everybody can bless
praise
the Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, right now, Jesus, as I come, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I decrease that you may increase. Father, I pray that none of me but all of you be glorified tonight. Father, you brought me to this place to speak your word to your people. I pray, Lord God, I thank you, first of all, that it's a privilege and an honor to serve you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you chose me before the foundation of the world. I thank you, Father God, that you are who you say you are. And, Lord, I have proven your word, and your word is true. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, that you enlighten my understanding and give me eyes to see in this place, Lord God, and ears to hear when you speak, Father, that I be blameless when you judge. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray that the people's hearts will be open to be receptive to the word tonight, that they may hear your word and be saved, be delivered, be set free from their captives in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because when your word go out, it shall not go out void, but it shall accomplish all that it set out to do. And I pray that it fall on good grounds of the hearts and the minds of the people, that they too may be enlightened in the things of the Spirit, and they too may be saved. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. The man of God was talking about when the Lord comes, he's going to ask you something. He's going to ask you about your works. That's the first thing he want to know. He ain't going to want to know about nothing else but about your works, what kind of works you've been doing. Hallelujah. In his garden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Tonight we're going to be talking about David, when Solomon, when he began to take the throne of his father, God, he asked, it was in 2 Corinthians 1:7. If you have your Bible, let's turn there. If you have a pencil of paper, you all that have know the word, begin to take down notes, because God's going to minister, give you revelation, knowledge, and insight, and discernment concerning some things, and you might want to write them down on the top of your heart so you can meditate on it day and night. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, the Lord told us to write it down.
Yes.
And then you may run with it. You know, those that read it will be able to run with it. But you can't run with nothing that ain't on your heart. The word has to be on your heart so you can be able to speak it to the people that you're speaking to when God asks you to share his word, his gospel, the good news to others. In Jesus' name. That's what he's calling us to do, to share the good news. And you can't share the good news if you don't have the word of God on your heart. So tonight we're going to come from 2 Chronicles 1:7. Praise to Jesus. Just a minute. We're going to come from 2 Chronicles 1:7. Let's see. And it was talking about when David was getting ready to leave his throne, he gave it to his son, and he asked the Lord for a blessing. And he wanted his son to take his throne, and he wanted him to be able to reign.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 Chronicles 1:7. David, the thing that he wanted his son to do, he wanted him to take the throne, and he asked God to bless his son that he may be able to minister to the people. And I want to go to 2 Chronicles 1:7. Excuse me. I get excited, but it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited when I talk about the Lord, and I'm not used to the radio station.
Amen.
It's a privilege and an honor, and I know that God has some plans for our life in this place tonight.
Amen.
So we here to just, I'm just enjoying it like you. Amen.
Yes.
2 Chronicles 1:7. Let me get there.
Yes.
It said, on the night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask, what shall I give? And Solomon said to God, you have great mercy to David my father and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David my father be established, for you have made me king over people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge. Notice, he didn't say give me a house. Notice, he didn't say give me a car. Notice, he didn't say give me land.
Yeah.
Notice, he didn't say give me no children.
Hello.
Notice, he didn't say give me a wife. Notice, he didn't say give me things of the world. Notice, he didn't say nothing about the world. Other things in the world. He said, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come before the people, for who can judge the great people of yours? The first thing the Lord is saying, and the first thing that Solomon asked the Lord, he asked the Lord for wisdom. Because wisdom, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:7, is the principal thing. He said, give wisdom, because wisdom is going to be the foundation that you built on. And the man of God was talking about, know thy works. Because the work that we build, it has to be by wisdom. Wisdom won't build a house.
Amen.
Without wisdom, there will be no house.
Amen.
The house of God, because God dwells in a holy place. And the Bible told us we are builders,
yes.
And we must build by the word. No word, no building.
Amen.
And you got too many people trying to build without the word. Amen. Amen. And say, and then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart. See, wisdom has to be in your heart. That's why faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And without the word being hidden in your hand, you ain't going to be able to have faith in your heart to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ when you hear the scriptures. Amen. So we got to hear something tonight. We got to hear faith. We got to hear wisdom speak to our heart. Amen. It says, then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches. That's number, look it up. He didn't ask for no riches. That ain't the first thing you ask for when you come to God. You don't ask for riches. You ask for wisdom. Let me educate you. We ask for wisdom. I had to ask for wisdom. I had to find that out the hard way. I can't come ask God for a car or a house. I had to ask him for wisdom. Wisdom will produce whatever you need. Amen. It said, and then wisdom will honor you. It says right here. It says, he did not ask for riches or wealth. It said he did not ask for riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies. Nor have you asked for long life. See, you don't ask for when you go to the Lord, you don't ask him to give you the neck of your enemy first. First thing, you got to have the wisdom. Because wisdom will give you the neck of your enemy.
Yeah.
Get wisdom, get knowledge, and understand how to do a thing, and it will show you how to get the neck of your enemy. Amen? Because you in the kingdom of God, you have to operate in wisdom. The Bible says when you come to the kingdom of God, the first thing you got to do, you got to ask for something. You got to ask for wisdom. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Ask for wisdom. He said he will give it to all men liberally, but you can't be double-minded in it when you ask it. You got to know when he give it to you, that's God, and you got to stand fast to what he give you. Amen? And then walk in what he give you. Amen? So wisdom, and then the Bible says, but you have asked wisdom, knowledge, for not for yourself, that you may judge. He said, you have judged my people whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. So when you come and ask God for wisdom, he will grant it to you. He ain't going to try to keep it from you. He wants to give it to you. Matter of fact, he anticipates. He wants you to ask. He wants you to have it. Because the Bible says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children. And wisdom is an inheritance from God to us. Amen? So therefore, ask for wisdom. Because wisdom will produce life for you. If you don't have a real life, ask God for wisdom and he'll give you a real life. Because Jesus said he is your life. Without him, you have no life. Amen? Amen. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had were before you, nor shall any after you like this. So when you get wisdom, knowledge and understanding, it will automatically give you riches and wealth. All these things will be added to you anyway. But God don't want you to get the adding before you get him. He wants you to get him, so when he adds to you, you'll be able to keep it. But the thief won't steal and plunder. Because when you got the king of glory in your house, guess what? The enemy ain't going to be able to rob and plunder you because the wisdom will be there to guard and keep you and keep the enemy out from robbing you. And when God bless you, when he wants you to eat, he don't want the enemy to take what you work and labor for and pray for and sought the law for, and he come in and steal and plunder, and then he has the goods. Now God wants you with the goods. Amen? Amen. Because we are sons. We are daughters of the Most High God. Amen? Tonight we're going to be talking about ask the Lord. What shall he give you? Ask the Lord. That's the first thing. The first thing, when you come to the Lord, ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Amen? Second Samuel 1 and 10. Now Solomon said, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this people of yours? So you're going to need wisdom to judge. The Bible says wisdom judge rightly. You know how to rightly divide the word of truth. Without wisdom, you don't be able to divide the spirit from the flesh. And you need wisdom to divide because he's the divider. He's the one to show you what's spirit and what's flesh. Who's speaking to you, who's not speaking to you. Who from God and who from the world. So you got to have some wisdom in these things because you're dealing with kingdom matters. Amen? Amen. Amen. So therefore, when God asks us what shall we give, we should say the same thing that Solomon said. Lord, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. How to do a thing. Why? Because wisdom is the principal thing. We build on the foundation of wisdom. Amen? It says now, when you get wisdom, he said, then ask God for understanding. Because understanding keeps the enemy from robbing and stealing and destroying your life. The reason why a lot of times the enemy is robbing and stealing God from God's people because they have no understanding what wisdom is saying. Amen? Because they don't know what wisdom is. They go to church from day after day, and they say what the preacher said. No, don't say what the preacher said. Say what Wilson said. That's where the problem coming in at. Say what the preacher said. Say what Jesus said. And then you will have the wisdom of God, and then you'll be able to discern between good and evil. Amen? Amen. It says the spirit of understanding of God is an anointing to give you supernatural strength to subdue the enemy. 2 Samuel 22:33. God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. See, when understanding comes, it will give you strength. The reason why a lot of people don't have no strength in themselves, no life in themselves, is because they have no understanding what wisdom is saying. And therefore, their house is wide open, and they're coming in and plundering them. But when you got a safety net, when you got a guard that's in the house with his understanding, it will guard you and keep you from evil ones, where he won't come and rob and plunder you no more. And I'm here to just declare to you that he won't steal from you no more when wisdom is speaking into your heart when you receive it by faith. Amen? In Jesus' name. It says, That's why Solomon asked God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because he had a people. He had to be a judge. He had to rule and reign on the throne of David. Amen? As king.
Amen.
The Bible says we're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation unto God. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
So this is a royal priesthood. Amen. But guess what? What's wrong with a royal priesthood? In your inheritance. You got to have some wisdom. Knowledge and understanding. I know who you are when you speak wisdom to me. Amen? I ain't going to be no fool. I'm going to be fine. Because you're speaking wisdom to me. Wisdom will make me wise. Amen? So it will make you wise. Amen? So therefore, we have to give wisdom in our vessel. Amen? Then it says right here, it says 2 Samuel 22:40. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You subdue unto me those who rose against me. You have also given me the neck of my enemy. So that's what wisdom and knowledge and understanding will do for you. Knowledge will come in. It will lighten up your pathway. And you'll be able to see who your enemy is. And God will forgive you of your enemy. What is the neck of your enemy? Falsehood, lies, deceit, and deception. And religion, that's all it is. It's just full of lies, deceit, and deception. It's the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen? Religion,
amen.
God said that religion would not rule and reign in the house. It would be a wise son that rule and reign over the house of God's people. Amen? And his name
amen.
Is Jesus. Amen? We got to tell it like it is. It's time out. Sugarcoat to try to water down the gospel just to get a piece of penny, you know, 2 bites. We don't need that anymore. We don't need the money. We need wisdom. Because wisdom is the principal thing. It says, see, you will need strength to strong the neck of your enemy. Falsehood, lie, deceit, fear, doubt, and unbelief. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's his word. Write that down. Proverbs 8:14. This is what wisdom says. This is what understanding says. Count is mine. That's why we got to buy from Jesus. We got to go to his house. We got to get the substance that we need from him. Because he knows the way. He knows the ins and outs. Amen? He said, count is mine. It's sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. See, understanding has strength. And it gives you strength when you get some understanding. Listen, let me tell you something. A fool ain't going to better steal from you no more. If you was a fool, you won't be no fool no more. Because when understanding come in, it will show you things. It'll protect you.
Yeah.
Give you the scriptures. It gives you discernment. And you'll be able to have some insight into the things of the spirit. Amen? And when you know
amen.
What's the things of the spirit, it ain't going to let you be fooled no more.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory. Now watch this. See, when you have to buy by counsel and wisdom, you have to buy from the Lord. Go to Isaiah 55:1. This is what it says. I'm going to take my time because I don't want to rush because I want you to get it. I'm a fast talker. I was born that way. God made me that way. And guess what? To God be the glory. Amen?
Amen.
It says right here. It says, Isaiah 55:1. It says, Isaiah 55:1. Praise to Jesus. It says, come and buy water for me. What did it say? Come buy from him. He didn't tell you to go to the store and buy shoes. He didn't tell you to go buy Michael Jordan shoes, his brain name, and say that you got that. He told you to come to him. Because Michael Jordan's shoes ain't going to help you. His shoes ain't the way of peace. Matter of fact, he's a thief. He robbed in front of the people. Amen? Because
he's
flesh.
Amen.
It's in his flesh. Well, I'm going to tell it like it is. I don't know. Listen, I'm not here to try to please no flesh. I'm not trying to glory in no flesh. I glory in the Lord. Amen? And I boast in his name on it. His name is Jesus. Let's talk about this thing. Amen. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come ye to the water. He that had no money, come you and buy. Listen there, tonight you gotta have no money. I don't need your money. I'm not asking you for $1 on the radio app. Not tonight. Not no other night. Because my source comes from the Lord. That's why I don't care if nobody give me a penny. Because my help comes from the Lord. Amen? It's a whole everyone who thirsts, who comes to the water, and he that has no money, come he buy. Listen here. You might be poor, but you ain't got to be broke no more. Because when you come to wisdom, wisdom will teach you some things. And wisdom will show you how to be successful in life. It will promote you. It will enhance your life. Amen? It says,
amen.
What you eat. Amen. The Bible tells us, in Deuteronomy 83, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Why? Because the word that he speaks, their spirit and their life. There be light to your flesh and strength to your bones. You ain't going to be sick no more. Because by his strength, you are healed.
Healed. You got it.
From him in his flesh. And then he says right here, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Listen, what he just told you. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? Listen. You ain't got to spend your money no more. You ain't got to buy the knowledge of the world no more. You ain't got to buy into it no more. Because that knowledge ain't working. Matter of fact, it's failing. Wall Street is falling.
Amen.
Matter of fact, it's failed. And it ain't coming back up no more. Because when
come
the night comes, darkness got to flee. The Bible says, arise and shine, for the King of glory has come in. And when the King of glory come in, guess what? He said, going to cover the earth with darkness. But the people of the Lord, the light going to shine up on our hearts and all around us. Amen? Ain't going to be no darkness for those that's in Christ. But those that don't have Christ in their life, it's going to be dark for them. And I'm here to tell you, man or woman of God, if you're not saved tonight, you can get saved. Amen? Because Jesus came to save those that were lost. Amen? You don't have to be lost no more. You can come to the light. Come on in and be warm. Come on out the cold and be warm. Jesus said he's going to give you life and more abundance. Amen? You don't have to lack nothing. The Bible says he's going to give us life more abundance. Therefore, there be no lack. There be no nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking in your life when you get Jesus. Amen? Amen. To God be the glory tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Proverbs 8:6-7. Let's go down. Let's go to Proverbs 8:6-7. When you get there, just say amen. The Lord will know. He said, all the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked for brothers in them. They are all plain to him who understands. The man of God was talking tonight. Those words he was speaking, they were plain. Even a baby could understand it. The word of God is not hard. It's not complicated. But you know what the world do? They take and they take it out of perspective because they don't know the ways of the Lord. And it's hard for a transgression to follow the ways of the world. Amen? But it's not hard when you follow the ways of the Lord because he says his words are all plain. Amen? To him who understands. And write to those who find knowledge. He said, receive my instruction. See, wisdom will tell you, receive my instruction. And not you got too many people that sold out for that $50. All they think about money, money, money. Yeah, God wants you to have some money in your house. He didn't tell you not to have no money in your house. Matter of fact, he wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have that money in your house. But guess what? He don't want you to have that money before him. He don't want you to bow down to money. He don't want you to bow down to bail. But it becomes a problem when you begin to serve the money and not let the money serve you. You see that? That's a difference. God don't want you serving the money. He wants the money was given to you to be a servant to you. So you won't be a borrower. You'll be a lender. Yeah. Amen. Let's turn that thing around. Because the devil lied too many and told too many lies to the people. Amen.
Amen.
That's all right. It is. Amen. All by itself. Amen. Receive my instructions, not silver. And knowledge rather than choices of gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things one may desire cannot compare with her. That's why Solomon asked for wisdom, not an understanding. Because he had an insight. His daddy David was a wise man. Because David said it this, like this. He said, a man that I find got to be a just man. A man ruling in the fear of the Lord. See, David feared the Lord. Even though he had problems in his house, he still feared God. Amen? He still had not the God's own heart. He had the heart of God. And he put his heart within him in his child. See, that's a good inheritance. When a man ways please the Lord, then he can put the wisdom of God in his heart, that's in his heart, in his child heart. And so that's what he did. That's what David did. He asked the Lord to bless his son, to be on the throne, to rule in the fear of God. Amen. Because when you revere God, you're going to respect God. You're going to honor God. You won't do anything. Yeah, he got sidetracked because, you know, Jesus hasn't died yet. But now we got to get sidetracked like Solomon did when he got went with the women and stuff. And, you know, he started getting situations, you know, with the lust spirits and all that. But see, we got authority now to cast down these strongholds. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. Praise the Jesus. Number six. That's Proverbs 8:6. It says, listen, for I will speak excellent things. See, when wisdom opens up her mouth, she will speak excellent things. And from the open of her lips will come right things. Why? Because on her lips is knowledge. Let's go to Malachi 2:6-7. I am a word teacher. I like to teach by the scripture. Line up on
my head.
He said, but my mouth shall speak truth.
See, amen.
When wisdom speaks, it always speaks truth. Ain't no wrong in it. Ain't no harm in it. It's only life in it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And see what it says. Praise to Jesus. I feel my head coming on.
Yeah, God. Hallelujah.
6:7. Let's read it. The law of truth was in his mouth. That's where the truth got to be at, in your mouth.
Yes.
Your heart. But out of your heart flow the rivers of life, out of your belly when you speak. You have to speak truth. You have to declare truth and righteousness in the earth so righteousness could be seen. And when it be seen, you can walk in what you see. You can't walk in what you don't know.
Ha.
Amen.
Amen.
His mouth and injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and in equality and turned many away from iniquity. That's why truth got to be preached. On the housetop, in the valley.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere. Because what it does, it turns many from their iniquity. And a lot of times, churches, places, do not want the truth to be declared because people are going to be turned from sin and they're going to be turned to righteousness in Christ Jesus. Amen. So don't get panicking when they tell you, leave the servant because we can't have you speaking truth in here. You just declare yourself. Because they cast Paul out, they cast Peter out, they cast them all out of the church.
Yeah,
they
God.
Can't turn the most high God. But when they tell you to get out, honey, you when God open that door, you run. You dust the feet from your feet and let it be a testimony against that city. All those
things
shall be destroyed. That's what the Lord say. Those inspired knowledge will be destroyed. So therefore, we have to pray and ask God to help us, enable us, empower us. Not to get angry with the person because it's not a person that we're dealing with. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities of wickedness in heavenly places. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Always begin with truth. Let's go to 1 John. I feel my head coming on. I have my nose, but I got it on. Let's go to 1 John 1. Praise to Jesus.
Yes,
truth. You're going to start with truth, you're going to end with truth. He said he was the beginning from the end. He was the end and the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In the beginning was the Word. What was in the beginning? Was the Word. So therefore, you want to start with the Word. What is the Word? Wisdom. You're going to need wisdom in the beginning of everything and every situation in your life. Without wisdom, that would be nothing. Amen? In the beginning
Amen.
Was the Word, and the Word was with God. So wisdom got to be with you. It got to be in your heart. And the Word was with God. And he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Let's say this. All things were made through him. And without him, without his wisdom, nothing was made that was made. In him who? Jesus. Jesus is the wisdom of God. He is God. Amen?
Amen.
In him
Amen.
Was life. Life was the light of men. Now, the reason why the light of men ain't got people walking around with no light in themselves because they ain't got no wisdom in themselves. Jesus got in their wisdom, so that's no light. That's only darkness. Chaos. Hey, that's why we come tonight to declare the decree and to speak on the airways. Let that be light.
Yes, hallelujah.
In Genesis 1 and 2, he said, let that be light. 3, he said, let that be light. And what he saw, you can't see what you're not speaking. If you want your circumstance situation to change, you got to speak what God's word say. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
And it's established by his knowledge. Now, if you want your house to be filled, I'm talking about your spiritual house. If you ain't got no peace or joy in it, you're going to have to speak life into your situation and ask God to surround you with God-fearing men and women of God that will speak life into you. Pour out life into your vessel. Because your vessels are dark, you need some light so you can see how to walk before the Lord. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
And then number 13, it says, and the word became flesh. So when you get the wisdom in your heart, it's going to become flesh. You'll be able to touch it, eat it, and spend it, and drink it.
Glory.
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we behold his glory. I didn't say that he did. He said we behold his glory. That means you're going to be able to see it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the Holy begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Yeah.
So that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to get wisdom in our vessels so we won't be ignorant. Walking around, you know, the Bible says the blind lead the blind. They blind people, men, teach the doctrines of men, the commandment of men, they are blind guys. That's why you can't listen to everybody that's talking to you. You got to listen to wisdom. Wisdom
yes.
will teach you what to hear. It will tell you, try the Spirit by the Spirit. And
yes.
see that. Is that the wisdom of God speaking to you? Because when it's the wisdom of God speaking to you, you got to inject it, reject it. You remember a long time ago, back in the 60s, they had a tape recorder. They used to have a music box. They would bring a tape player in, and it was a big old 8-track tape. Some of y'all understand where I'm coming from back in the old days, from the old school. And what they did, the tape would go in, and it would spit right back out. And I'll be saying, what's wrong with it, Mama? What's wrong with it, Mama? He said, they don't want to take it. So don't you eat the flesh. When they try to speak to you, flesh becomes members of men, doctors are best, don't take it, reject it, spit it out, don't eat
yeah,
that, because it's good for your soul. The Bible says eat what's good for your soul. I just told you that over there, and I said, criticize the heart and tooth. He said, eat that what's good for your soul. What's good for your soul? The word of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. This. And it says, well, my mom would speak truth. That's what our mom has to speak to. It's talking about your heart. It's talking about our heart.
Yeah.
Our heart has to be true. And it has to stand in the light of God's glory to declare his truth.
Yeah.
You can't stand in the light of God's glory speaking a lie because the lie cannot enter into his presence. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So let me say this. I want to say this. Now, the Father has already told us to speak the kingdom of God. According to Matthew 6:33. First of all, this other thing will be added unto us. We know that. And that what Solomon did, he sought the law, heart and mind. He sought after wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But it would be a wise son who will rule over the house of a foolish son. Get ready. All those that are standing in the pulpit won't submit and won't humble themselves before the mighty hand of God. And they got rich. They got lazy. And they got everything. And they just gluttons. They gluttons, you know, just eating up the... The sin often won't tell the people the truth.
Yes.
They come to church and they know the people are in sin and won't declare and speak against it and won't come against those spirits that's harassing God's people.
Mm.
The set the captive free. Matter of fact, they're working on the devil team. God has rejected some of these people. He's rejected some of these priests.
Yes.
Some of these priests ain't not a God folk. And you better know who's speaking to you and who you walking after. Because you can't go out and talk about what mom and daddy said. You better know what God says. Because mom and daddy ain't got a hell of a heaven to put you in. You better know what Jesus said in these last days. And I'm here to declare
Hallelujah.
His word, his truth to you. And the Bible says, he to have an ear, let him hear what the spirit of truth is saying. Amen. So we ain't come to reject the word. We come to receive the word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He says, watch this. Look here. And 2 Corinthians 1 and 12. As a result, look at 2 Corinthians 1 and 12. Chronicles 1 and 12. Excuse me. As a result. First
Chronicles
1:12. Praise
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And that's what it's all about, woman of God. That's what you just said. Give God the praise, because that's all he ever asked us to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Second Chronicles 1:12.
As a result, I'm just going to say this. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. As a result of this particular scripture, you got it, man and woman of God?
Mm-hmm.
You got it. It says, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor. Now get ready. God is getting ready to warn his people. He's moving
Hallelujah.
Those that in places. He's moving people out of their position that don't need to be in those positions. He's getting ready to, matter of fact, he's not getting ready, he's doing it. He's removing people that's in high places that don't supposed to be there. anymore. They're oppressing God's people with their doctrine, their teaching, and with their wisdom, earthly wisdom. And God said, no more. This year,
no more.
The Bible said the theme of this year, God is so good. How we know that God is good? Because the Bible
says
God need a man of heart of repentance. People can't repent if God ain't good. And these people get in the pulpit and feed people anything they want to hear, and their needs ain't getting met spiritually. I'm not talking about their natural needs. I'm not talking about their hearts and their car, because they give Jesus everything that will fall in place. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
And so it says, result, when you seek God's wisdom and knowledge, look what he would grant to you. The Lord said he would give you riches and wealth and honor. Is that what Proverbs 4:7-9 said? This is what Solomon was asking the Lord, and this is what we should be asking from the Lord out as well. Amen? And it says, mm-hmm. Praise to Jesus. Thank you, Father. It says, number 6, Proverbs 2:1-22. We went through that. Write it down for your edification. I pray that you be encouraged tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to give you a few more scriptures, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. the Lord. Because we could go on and on and on, because there's a lot that God has for us. But guess what? Our hearts have to be prepared to receive it. And I don't want to overfeed, because you know what? It's like a baby. You get over it, it's going to puke up. I don't want you to puke up. I want you just to digest. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
It says, right here, pray. The Lord said, Ephesians 6, this is what the Lord said. He said, first thing, David said to Solomon, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10 tell us that. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6 tell us that, because see, when the spirit of the Lord comes, the enemy will come and try to stop you from doing what God called you to do. And you're going to have some wisdom, now the spirit of might upon you to cast down strongholds. Might come in to cast down strongholds of the devil. If you ain't got no might in your vessel, you ain't ready to cast it down. And the might is God's spirit of his word. Amen? And it said you will have to be strong in the word of God. You will have to know what it says. A lot of people don't know what the word says, so therefore they're not strong in God's mighty power. Yes, it's available for you, and he intends for you to have it in your vessel. But the only way you got to get it, you got to eat on his flesh. You got to eat his word day and night. You got to meditate like he told Joshua 1:8. He said, meditate on my word day and night. You will make your, you will be prosperous. You will have good success. And a lot of people trying to have success today without wisdom, without knowledge, without understanding. And you got too many people that's in the arena of the Hollywood and the actors and singers today. A lot of them left that post and went and sold out for a dollar and don't know the reason why they're dying before their time is because they left their first love. They left wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. If you depart from wisdom, you have no life. You depart from Jesus, you ain't got no life. Without him, there's no life. He's the life giver. Amen? So he says, for the battle of 2 Samuel 12:4, I gave you that he honor was just for the battle. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. God said to cast down your enemy, you will need the spirit of might upon you to cast down your enemy. Judges 6:12. You mighty man of valor. Remember he said that? If I get him, you're a mighty man of valor. He always talking about might. Because might is the one that's going to do the work when the battle comes on. And when the battle comes on, you got to be girded up. You got to have your weight girded up with your long girded up with truth and with righteousness. And righteousness of God will cast down the stronghold that try to come against you, to overtake you, to overwhelm you for doing the work that God called you. Because this is a work. This work that we do is not for ourselves, not to build up ourselves and our reputation, but it's to build God's kingdom. Amen? And his kingdom is his vessel. Amen? Because he's coming back for a holy church, a church without blemish, spot, or wrinkle. And guess what? We don't want no spots and no wrinkles in our vessels. Amen? Because
amen.
We're not able to be received by the Lord. Amen? The man of God just got to say that our work got to be done in truth and righteousness. It can't be done in accolades. It can't be done in the world ways of doing things, but it got to be done by the Spirit of God, too. Amen? Amen. It says, David, Solomon, you have to prove yourself. The second thing that the Lord, David told Solomon, you want to prove yourself. Once you get willing not to understand it, get ready, because see, the devil's going to try to come and prove you. You see? Is you really who you say you are? That's why you got to be anchored in God's word. You got to be anchored because the enemy will try you. He will test you and see if your faith really genuine proof. Because you got a lot of building on hay straws, wolves, you know, all these things. Everything except the wisdom of God. And God said, you know, now it won't be so because fire's going to come. It's going to test and see what sort of work it is. Because too many people saying Jesus is Lord and Lord and he ain't God in their lives. Amen? And it says right here, it says,
amen.
You will have to know how to divide the flesh from the spirit. And 2 Peter 1:10, I'm just going to just flow with it. It says, therefore, brothers, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. But if you do these things, you will never stumble. Matthew Henry commentary says, I was looking at this here some years ago, and it was talking about 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. A workman. This is what the man of God was talking about. Not knowing he was going to speak this on tonight, but guess what? God is in the house.
Amen.
Because when God says something, he establishes that. When he says something twice, he's establishing something in your heart.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And it says right here, it's a workman that are unskilled and unfaithful or lazy have need to be ashamed. He said they need to be made ashamed because they are unfaithful, they are unskilled. They have not been studying to make themselves approved. And you got too many people trying to preach to people, witness to folks, and not have proof. They have not been proven by the Spirit of God. Amen? They need to have a seat. They need to let the wisdom of God teach them so they can be empowered. Yes, it's a good thing to desire to do the work of God, but you got to be empowered by the Holy Ghost. Amen? And he's the one that do the work. And too many people try to do the work without the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the one that equips you for the work. Amen? Amen. It says, but these who mind their business and keep to their work are workmen that need not to be ashamed. And what is their work? Not to have been a new gospel, but rightly to divide the gospel that is committed to their trust. You divide the word of truth with truth, not with a lie. Stay on course. Stay with truth. Truth will win you over. It will give you favor. It would elevate you. It would exalt you in the face of your enemy. You don't have to prove yourself. But truth in you, it will prove its own work. If Christ is in you, the hope of glory, it will prove who he is. He will stand up and declare his own name. Amen. He will do it. Amen. I always ask the Lord every day, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, while you bless me, that you bless me right in the face of my enemy. Show yourself strong and right in this place. Prove who you are. Lord God, I sit here, Lord, and I just give your name the praise. I glorify you. I exalt your name. When you begin to praise him, lift him up like that, guess what he's going to do? He's going to fight your battle for you. Some battle you ain't got to fight. But see, some of the battle, we try to fight our own battle.
Hey,
and when the Bible says the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. So therefore, that's what we have to do. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to say this. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111:10, write that down. Because you're going to need some background scriptures to stand on. You know, you need more than one. Get as many as you can get up under your belt. Because the more you have, the more you can say in the face of your enemy, declare God's truth. And you need more. Wisdom is found in those who take a fight. You got too many people that don't want to take the advice of wisdom. They want everybody advice. They want mama, daddy to tell them about Jesus when they need to come to Jesus. Let Jesus tell them about himself. Amen? Let's take advice from him. Let's come to wisdom and ask her, what do she instruct? What do she declare? What does she want for today? Amen? It says,
amen.
It's source in God. You cannot be full of yourself. You have to be empty before God, before God can give you his will. And the too many people trying to handle the word in their fleshly mannerism and conduct. They want to handle the word of God unfaithfully. But you got to be faithful to God. You got to be honest. You got to be humble. Humble is the way. Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. We have to come to the way, truth, of his life. What is life? His knowledge. And he only gives knowledge to those that are wise, those that are here, those that are righteous. He said he throw up sound wisdom for the righteous. Did he say that?
Right.
Amen. So that's what we here to do, is give you the word of God so you can have some wisdom in your vessel, so you can act on wisdom and do what wisdom tells you. Because wisdom will wake you up in the night and begin to speak to you, tell you, go to this group, go to that group. And he'll prepare you for battle. Jesus will prepare you for battle because he's the commander in chief. He will compare you what way to go, what to do, and who, and he'll let you know who's coming towards you. He'll let you see them before they get to you. And he'll give you instruction what to do in a situation. I tell you, God is awesome in this place. And all we got to do is continue to give him glory and praise and to acknowledge him in every way and everything that we say and do and every place with whom we come in contact with. We have to continue to put wisdom out there. We got to continue to speak God's word into a dying world so they won't have to die no more, so they can be saved, so they won't have to go to hell. Let me tell you something. It's time out for planned church. We got to be the glorious church that God has called us to be. It's no more I, me, and you. It's Jesus. Jesus is all by himself. He don't need us, but we need him. God knows we need him. I know I need him. So therefore, I come to just encourage you with the grace that's on my life, because if there's grace, I couldn't do this in my own strength. I couldn't do this in my own power, because I have none without him. He is my strength. He is my power. He is my way maker. He is my all in all. So therefore, I declare his truth to you tonight to let you know to stay in the faith. And those that don't know Christ, get to know your God. Come and acquaint yourself with him. Call upon him in the night watch. Say, Lord, here I am. If you say, Lord, I have not served you as I should, I heard, I knew, that I see that what you did for others, Lord, I know you can do it for me. Save me tonight. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out and pray. I said, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. Like the, if you don't know a prayer, they say, Lord, have mercy upon me. That's what the son of David did. He, the man came, he said, Lord, have mercy upon me when Jesus was passing by. See, that's what we got to do. We got to pray, cry for mercy, and mercy will hear your cry and come to you. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that you have done that God will forgive you for. All you got to do is confess your sin. This is the doorway for the sinner to enter in. Romans 10 and 9. He said, when you would confess with your heart and believe on your heart that the Lord Jesus is Christ and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you would confess with your mouth, you got to confess God's word. You got to come clean with it. You got to be truthful to him. You got to be honest. You got to let him know, Lord, I've messed up. I've sinned. I've done this wrong. Forgive me, Father. If you would confess your sin, 1 John 1 and 9 says, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And there is no unrighteousness that he can't clean you from if you will ask him to forgive you. Amen? So that's the doorway for you to enter in. And if you've done it tonight, if you ask God with a sincere heart, and you ask God to have mercy upon you, and you ask God to save you, he done that. Now I say to you, my brother and my sister, welcome into the family of God. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and may it manifest in your life day by day. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Man, hey, we have been fed tonight. We truly have been fed. That was a word from on high. We thank God for it. We give God to glory tonight. I know somebody received that in their hearts because we did. It's just truly a blessing that we have men and women of God who are so committed that they hear from the Lord and give us a bread. We can sit at their table, hallelujah. Man, it's just wonderful. We're going to take a break here. We're going to play a song, and we're going to come back and minister to you again and take prayer requests. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have a song? and amen, amen. We're here with the men and women of God. I thank all those that are out there in radio land listening to this wonderful message, listening to the testimonies and everything. If anyone have a prayer request, we'll take prayer requests at this time.
Yes, I'd like prayer for my family down in Port Arthur, Texas, named Willie Grizzly, that'll be burying his brother on tomorrow.
What is it you want me to pray for? Your brother Willie?
Yes, brother Willie in
brother
Port Arthur, Texas.
Brother Willie? Yes, ma'am. Yes. And is there any specific thing that you want me to pray to the Lord concerning Brother Willie?
Yes, he'll be burying his brother on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like you to pray for strength for the family and that this situation will only bring them closer to the Lord, and those that are not saved will be born again and live their life for the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. To God be the glory. Amen. Father, you have heard this woman of God's request, Father, that we bring before you tonight in the name of Jesus. We lift up Brother Willie and his family, Father, for the funeral tomorrow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you know all about it, Father. Lord, for this too, Lord God, shall be used for your glory, for your kingdom, for the lives and the hearts and the minds of your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you will give the man of God strength, and that you will give the people strength, Lord God, in these times like these, Father God, they need a Savior. I pray, Lord God, that you will use it, Lord God, to win souls for your kingdom, for your glory. Father, I pray that you will give Brother Willie wisdom to speak a word into the hearings of the people by, Father God, that they too may be saved, that they may hear from you, Father. I pray that you will place a blanket of your peace upon the bereaved family, Father God, that you may quiet their spirit, Father, Lord God,
yes,
that they may hear from you, that they may hear a word from on high in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, that you will speak and that you will begin to raise them out of the marble clay, Lord God, out of the dust of their lives, Lord God, that's not pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, I speak life into their spirit. I pray, Father God, that you will command the angels of the Lord to go forth, Lord God, to make the crooked road straight and rough places smooth, to move the lumps out the pathway, and, Lord, to cut the head of the enemy off that's been stealing and robbing and plundering the people from living a life for God in Christ Jesus' mighty name. I pray, Lord God, that you would do an unusual thing, Lord God, something that they have never seen, heard of, Father God. I pray that you would move by your spirit, Lord God, that you would fill the atmosphere with your love, your peace, your joy, that it would just melt away the heart of callous of coldness off their mind and their heart and their spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray, Lord God, they would feel a love that they have never felt before. And the man of God that's going to speak your word on tomorrow, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you will prepare his heart, Lord God, to give a word from on high, that he will speak faith into the hearings of the minds and the hearts of the people, that he will not compromise your word, but he will speak truth. And, Father, that your truth will set the captives free, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Holy Ghost will be at work in the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord God, those that will open up their hearts, Lord God, prepare their hearts to receive a word from on high tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, let there be peace among the people, Lord God. Let there be no confrontation. Let there be no just, no even, no work of the flesh, Father God. Lord God, I command that spirit to cease right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Holy Ghost, that you will have free perimeter in the atmosphere, in the region, and in the hearts and the minds of the people. I speak life into their spirit and call life to be in Jesus' name. May it manifest, Father God. Save by the thousands, Lord God. Let it be a harvest of souls, Father God, from this funeral, Father God, be birthed into the spirit realm of the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. Father, I just give you all the praise. Let your anointing come. Remove every burden, destroy every yoke off your people's lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rise and show yourself strong in the lives and the hearts and minds of your people. Cast down the fiery trials of the devil that's trying to come against your people, Lord God, because you are commanding them to be set free. Father, in the name of Jesus, you need somebody to declare your word, and here we are saying, have your way, Father, in the lives and hearts and minds of your people. in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bless you for it. We thank you for it. And let that be testimony come forth concerning the service, Lord God, came up and gave their life to the Lord. Let it not be a fool, but let it be a rejoicing, Lord God. Let that be a hallelujah and a thank you, Jesus. Let them rise up. Let the ashes rise from the dust and begin to give you praise and glory and hallelujah in the name, Lord God. Let them say, yes, Lord, here I am. Save me, Lord, here I am. Let them come running to the altar saying, what must I do to be saved in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah, Lord God. And Father, I give you all the praise and we thank you may manifest, Lord God, as you have called it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Any other prayer requests? Any other prayer requests? Is there any other prayer request tonight?
My request is that you keep praying for me to be that God has called me to be, and not what the devil decides he wants me to be. This is Dr. Hunter. God bless you. I'm listening.
Yes, sir. Dr. Hunter, praise you. Thank God for you, man of God. You are who God called you to be in the name of Jesus. I declare that over your life because God has called you to be a son of God. And it don't matter what the devil said, but it's what God has ordained for your life. For you was ordained before the foundation of the world. The Lord said, concerning Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans and thoughts that I have toward you that are good and not evil, to give you a good fruit and a good hope in Christ Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, call the 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. Lord God, you said, cast down. You said the spirit of mind will cast down strongholds, Lord God, they're trying to come against the mind of the man of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command those strongholds that are trying to come against his mind, trying to say, plant lies and deceit in his heart, the spirit of falsehood, Lord God, because tonight you told us you have already given us to our enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, may manifest in earth that you have already given Dr. Fellows the neck of his enemy, Lord God, that he is who you say he is, and he can do what you say he can do. He can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives him the grace and strength that he needs. May the grace on his life, Lord God, begin to encourage him more and more and more in the things of the Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray, I thank you, Lord God, that you give him a sound mind, the mind of Christ Jesus, that he be sound in his faith, that he be sound in his heart, he be sound in his body, he be sound in his bones, he be sound in his spirit, he be sound in his faith, Father God, as he walks right up before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I declare your word over his life, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that it will manifest something in his life, Lord God. Let him feel a peace with Pastor Allen said that he had never felt before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let him know, Lord God, that he is who you say he is, and he can do what you say he can do, because your word says he can do all things through Christ Jesus, who give him the grace and strength that he needs. May you begin to manifest that in his life, Father God, even the more, Lord God, even in the night watch, that you wake him up and speak it to his spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and call him a son, a true son, the son of the Most High God, that he is who say he is, that he's in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, waiting for the manifestation of your glory to be revealed into his life, into his heart and mind. Father, have your way in his life. Move by your spirit, Lord God. Move him to the arena, Lord God, that he needs to speak into the hearts and the minds of the people. Lord, you have called him to walk up right before you. Now, Lord, demonstrate that power. Demonstrate your authority that you have given him in his life, in his mind, in his spirit, Father God, to speak to your people, Lord God, from on high, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we call him a God-fearing man. Oh, God, I thank you, and I declare your word, Lord God, that you give him a heart like you gave Solomon, a true heart, a pure heart. Lord, you say, oh, no, well, pure heart, clean hand can serve you. Put us in sin to these holy hands, those that have not lifted their heart up to idols. God, I thank you, Lord God, that I declare that he and now lifting his own up to idols. And Father, if he did, we ask that you forgive him in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said if he confesses that your favor and you can forgive him and cling to him all our life in Jesus' mighty name. And we call it done as you have commanded to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I will speak in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
I will speak in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I have a prayer request. I would like to pray for the poor people. I would like for you to pray for the poor people.
Praise to Jesus. Glory. You know, the Lord is very concerned about poor people. That's where it's hard at. Oh, yes. Yes. That's why it's hard. It's with the poor because they have nobody to defend them but God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God always showed himself strong and mighty in the lives and the hearts and the minds of people that don't nobody care for. And he always proved himself a time again and again. And even when the enemy tried to come in and cut off this and cut off that, God always there to defend the poor and the orphan and the widows. And I just thank God for that tonight in the name of Jesus. And this is the heart of the woman of God here, Dr. McCullen. Her heart is with the poor. And that's why our heart should be with the poor, those that have none and their portion. They have nothing. You remember when Nehemiah, when God told him that this is not a day to be sad, but this is a day to rejoice, because this is a holy day. He said, take back portion to those that have none. God always had the poor at heart. Thank you, Jesus, for having me at heart. When you saved us, Lord God, when you brought us out of darkness to the marvelous light in Christ Jesus. Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. We didn't have no money. We was at the back of the bus. Now we're riding in the front of the bus. And I just thank God for that, because God the one makes provision for his people in these times like these, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for the poor. I lift them, I bring them before you, Father God. Because, Lord, you said, Lord God, when everybody else forsakes your people, you will rise up and you will take care of your poor, Lord God, those that's orphaned and widows, Lord God. You said, do good to the household of faith. And you said, don't forget those that have none, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the people of God, Lord God, that's listening to this message and to this prayer on the airway tonight, Lord God, that you begin to minister to those that have none and never rest, Lord God. They without hope, they without a comforter. They don't know you, Lord God. And those that do know you, Lord God, that know that you can provide and that you have provided and you provide for them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would show yourself strong in these last days, Lord God, because, Lord, when the enemy comes in and cut off this and cut off their resources, Lord God, you there to sustain them. You're a life giver. You're a sustainer. You're a giver of life. And, Father, I pray right now that every need be met, Lord God, spiritual, physical, and financially, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, because the Lord said, the Lord is our shepherd. We should not want to lack no good thing in our land, in our houses, in our home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you bless their resources, Lord God. And, Lord, the widows and the orphans and the people, Lord God, the elderly, Lord God, that they're living on this Social Security check, and just like two mites, like the widow woman that was in the Bible. Father, I pray that you will increase them, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will put people that's in the White House, Lord God, that begin to fight on their behalf. That you will send them angels to go on warfare for them, Father God, to loose the storehouses, Lord God, to bring out the grain, Lord God, the wine and the oil, Lord God, that they will have plenty resources in their houses, Lord God, in their resources in Jesus' mighty name. Father, and I ask you, Lord God, to have mercy upon them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let not the thieves walk and steal and plunder for them no more, but Lord, show yourself strong in these last days that you're a God, a good God. Because the devil lied to your people and said, you don't care for the poor. Lord, you do. You do. You have a heart for the hungry and thirsty. So the thirst for your righteousness. And Lord, I pray that you will fill them by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Fill them with all they need, Lord God. Lord, if they hunger, Lord, feed them, Lord God, for the things that they stand in need of. And Lord, if they thirst, Lord God, water their soul like a water garden, Lord God. Fill their life with good things, Father God, that they may say too that the Lord is good. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord tonight. We thank God for that. That prayer from Sister Wolf, we just praise God's name. Because God's concern is the poor people. And as we look around us and as we look on TV, there are so many things and so many poor people are hurting. And it just gets to my heart when the poor people are suffering and it seems like no one cares unless it's Christmas time or a holiday. What about the whole year? You know, what about throughout the year? You know, I'm concerned every day, not just the holidays that people are feel. And now, at last, we thank God that the poor has hope.
Yes.
Thank you. The poor has hope, you know. And so we give God the glory for that. We thank God. Even the ones that consider the poor, the Bible says. And we do consider the poor. And I thank God that we are all here together believing the same things and on one accord.
Amen.
It's just truly, truly a blessing. And I pray that those that are out there and hearing this word of God that the men and women of God are speaking, that it resonates in their heart. They be able to receive something tonight that they can take with them and feed others. This bread you have, you can take and feed others, and it won't harm them. you'll be happy and they'll be happy. If you got two coats, get somebody else one. Yeah. So this bread that we have tonight, you can sit here and eat at the table and you won't get sick, I promise you. You won't get sick, but it will make you well and it will carry you far. Wisdom, wisdom is the thing. Let's take wisdom and run with it in the name of Jesus. Let's just do it. We thank God for these words tonight. We thank God for the prayer. The word of God is so true. Try them and see for yourself. If you have not asked Christ to come into your life, ask Christ to come into your life. Because I tell you, you'll never, ever forget it. This is one thing that we know is true. And we just give God the glory for that tonight. We thank God for it.
Amen.
Tonight we are... we're sitting here as I think about the poor and the needy. I also think about the things that are going on, the things that the Lord shared with me, and I have shared them with others about how they're robbing the poor through meter reading. And I come to find out tonight that it's not only in this city. The woman of God was telling me that it was on TV in another city. They were scamming the people. And, you know, when God speaks to you and you obey what God tells you, your eyes will be open to some things. But God allowed me to know that. He said, when he told me to keep my eyes open, he said, but I am going to punish those, he said, because they are oppressing my people. They're oppressing them through a meter reading. He said, they're doubling and tripling some of them's bill, and they think it's funny. He said, but I want you to take this to the mayor and tell the mayor, what is going on? He said, if he deal with it, I'm going to deal with him and the person that's doing it. He said, because and this is not funny. Do not oppress the poor, God's word says. That's what God's word says. So I'll be obedient, and I whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to shout it on the housetop. If he says do it, I'll do it. But right now, I'm going to turn you over to Evangelist Allen. He's going to give us another word from the Lord. We just thank God for these men and women of God that's opening our eyes. It's day and hour. We won't be blind. Even those who don't know the Lord can come running, and he will be glad to fill you, and you won't be hungry and thirsty in this hour. Your eyes will be open to great things.
Amen.
And truly, this is a wonderful day. You know, we have getting fed with the truth of the Word of God. It's important that we take heed to the Word of God. It's important that we take heed to what's been said for the benefit of iron sharpening iron. And for the ones that are just tuning in, for the ones that are young in Christ, you still have authority in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus is a shield. It's a weapon. It's a defeater of anything that you can possibly think of. The name of Jesus. And it's important that we recognize what's going on in the world, how the poor is suffering. Even today over in South Central Africa, you know, they oust the president, but it's a war-torn country. There's millions of people living in tents. And for you that's living over here in America and other countries, you know, you can consider yourself blessed because you're not in this area of torment. Not in this area of demonic oppression. You know, when you think about racism, racism is a demonic oppression of another person's color. You know, when you think about that, because the Bible tells us that in John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. This is only one world that we're living in. There's not another earth. You know, man may build a space shuttle, space station up in heaven, I mean, or in the sky and in the space, but there's not another earth. This is the only one, you know, and this is what God is going to be coming back for. So we're all one big family here, but there are so many different divisions of the family, just like the division of the family that we have in. You know, one may sew, one may do dishes, but we're all of one family. Amen. I'm going to go to the Word of God, if we would, please. Just over to Genesis chapter 12, verse number
verse number 3. Amen.
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 Word of God is telling us today, he's saying, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Bless the hearer, the reader, and the doer of the word of God. This promise is for us also, being the seeds of Abraham. It's important that you recognize when you're living in the right standing of God, when you're doing all that you can in diligently hearkening to the voice of the Lord thy God, this promise is for you. Jesus has promised this here to Abraham, God the Father, and he's saying that I will bless them that bless thee. That's a wonderful promise that when people are blessing you, that he would bless them also.
Amen.
But when people are cursing you, well, they can curse also.
Mm.
This is why we have to make up in our mind whose side that we're going to be on. Because everybody want to get blessed, just raise your hand. And anybody that want to get cursed, you can raise your hand too if you feel like you deserve to be cursed. But Jesus has paid the price he paid the ultimate price for, he said he was cursed because he hung up on a tree, as it is written. But this is an encouragement for us today to recognize that I would bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. It's important, family. It's important that if you haven't given your life to Jesus, that you receive the blessings of God in your life. The promises of God are true. They're all true, and they all say it, yea. Every promise of God is for you. There's not one thing in the Bible that God is willingly going to hold back from you. He's waiting for you. He's saying that you can speak those things that being that as though they were. You have to recognize what God is saying today. He's saying that I'm going to bless them that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you. Have you ever been cursed on people on your job that just flat out don't like you for no apparent reason?
Come on, preach.
Have you ever been criticized and degraded behind somebody that's just had a bad day and they just continue to have a bad day every time they get around you? So right now, you know, we have all had these situations, but, you know, the story that may be is that God's word is true. You don't have to defend yourself. He said, if you hold your peace, I will fight your battles.
Right.
Even in the midst of your family. In the midst of your family, I read it in the book of Genesis where the brothers, they sold one of their brothers into slavery, thinking that he was dead. They came back and told their father that he was dead. And years later, that they found out that he wasn't dead. He said this here, his brother said, what you meant it for good, God turned it around. What you meant it for bad, God turned it around for your good. See, when you're doing things for God's glory and good, it doesn't matter what the people do. God will turn it around for your good.
Amen.
You may have suffer for the bad. We don't really realize we're living under, you don't understand it. When you're living underneath your privileges, you accept anything that's been handed to you. But the God that that serves with the actual of the whole universe in his hand, God is able to do anything. And we put him in this box saying, well, he can only do this here. But the word is telling us today that I will bless them that bless you.
Yeah.
I will curse them that curse you. Why are you going to go worrying about doing things and try to avenge yourself when God is saying, I'm. That's what it says. I will.
And I will bless them that bless you. That's not saying that you have to do it.
Come on.
God is saying, and I will. I will. I will do it. He said, I may do it. He didn't say that. He says, and I will. And I will curse them that curse you.
Right.
Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your focus on Jesus. No matter what goes on in your life, no matter how bad the situation is, you don't have to succumb yourself to evil. You don't have to consume yourself to going down to their level saying, let me pull, a lot of people used to say this here, let me pull off my religion. You can pull your religion off that quick. God's word is saying, and I will bless them, and bless you, and I will curse them. I mean, how can you be above that?
Wow.
They go to jail, and then you expect for God to bring you out.
Jesus.
Get out there and get to fighting with this somebody else, and guess what? They may beat you up, because guess what? You done pulled off your religion. You got to think about those kind of things. Because, I mean, who's greater? Are you greater than God that says, I'm going to curse them that curse you? I'm going to bless them that bless you? This is not no tick and tick for her. This is a child of God. This is our Father saying this here. He says, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where age that you find yourself in. When you look at the next verse, it doesn't matter. It tells about Abraham being this years old. You can be 20 years old right now, 16 years old, 14 years old right now. This word does not start at an age. It starts as a word. It starts as when you receive it, it starts.
There you go.
So it's important that you recognize where this is saying, what God is saying. I'm going to bless them that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you. You're working about too many things. You're thinking God is a man. God is not a man. That he should lie. He's not lying. This is a promise for you to understand that God is saying, when they curse you, I'm cursing them. And guess what? He can curse things better than you can ever think of.
Mm-hmm.
He can curse the family dog. He can curse the family dog with rabies.
Mm-hmm.
You sit around there kissing on a dog. I ain't going there today.
Go ahead.
But God is saying, if you just trust in me and you walk in my way, do things right before me. That's what he told Abraham. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And when you're being perfect before the Lord, God is saying, I'm going to bless them that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you.
Mm.
When you receive that word today, God is saying, now let me handle your life. All you have to do is hear me, walk before me, and be thou perfect.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about what the job is going to bring. Stop worrying about how the family is going to receive me. Stop worrying about what tomorrow is going to bring. What's important right now is the sufficient for today is giving God what? All the glory. Because when you give him all the glory, he's saying, now I know you love me because you didn't withhold anything from me. You didn't get yourself too prideful up and thinking that it was I, when it was because everything that he does, it's all his anyway.
Amen.
We worry about too much, S-T-U-F-F. We worry about this stuff like we can take it with us.
Right.
Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. You're on borrowed time already, so it's for you to understand that God is saying, when you keep me first, when you keep your priorities me first, then I'm going to do these things that you can't see. I'm going to make a way for you where you can't see. Reverend Hunter, Dr. Hunter, you need to be encouraged about what's going on. Because when you're being prosecuted for righteousness' sake, man, you want to shout down that house.
Amen.
You ain't got time to be worried about that. You can go ahead and shout.
Amen.
You can go ahead and break down your shoes. You go ahead and get out there in the yard and start rolling around on your back. I said, Lord, I thank you because I'm being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Because I know on the other hand, you're cursing them that curse you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, this is the word of God that we have to realize, my brother, my sister, how powerful the word of God. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking about Genesis 12 and verse 3. And God is saying, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curses you. This is what God is saying if you're just now tuning in to the radio broadcast, because it's important that you stand on the word of God, because guess what? I didn't crawl into your house and write that in your Bible. This is what God is saying today. He's saying, if you hold your peace and you hearken diligently to hear my voice, to walk before me and be thou perfect, I'm going to do these things before you because I don't want you to be hindering behind someone else that's cursing you.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God. Potiphar did it to Joseph. He put him out behind an incident that happened without his knowing. As a matter of fact, he had to run because he was walking before the Lord and being now perfect. But some situations require you to go into other areas of displeasurement. It was a displeasurement to him to be in that dungeon when he didn't do anything wrong. But guess what? The word of God still stands, I'm going to curse you because you curse my beloved. God loves you so much that he would not fail on his word. Okay. You can tell God, like I'm saying right now, Lord, your word says it. I didn't say it. You said it. I'm reading it. You said that you will do it. You said I will bless them and bless you. And, Lord, I'm taking you for your word. And I'm thanking you right now, Lord Jesus, because I know you're not a man that you should lie. I know you're not a man that you're going to repent of your word. And I thank you right now for doing this for me, looking out for me, Father. I thank you right now that I don't want to revenge myself over people that have done me wrong. Oh, Lord, I hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I can give you all the glory.
Glory to
God. I can praise your holy name. When my enemies thought that I wasn't going to be nothing, I can still give you the glory. Because I count it all done in the back. Because I'm looking for the front. And when I'm looking at the front, I'm looking at Jesus, because I know that he took me through the valley of the shadow of death, and I saw some evil, but I didn't fear no evil. You know why? Because he was with me. He told me, Kevin, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of that. And I said,
Amen.
Lord, I thank you. Because I sometimes I really want to come out of myself. But I said, Lord, I thank you. I got down on my knees. I waited to hear a voice. I couldn't just wait 1 minute. I had to stay down there until I heard a voice. And when I heard the voice of the Lord, my soul got heavy. I got a song in my heart. And I had to tell somebody, I'm going all the way with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all feeling me out there today? Because I was on the word of God, and he told me, I will do it. And since he said I would do it, I understand that he's not a man that he should lie. I understand I started giving God back his word, and he manifested word up in my soul. It was a walk in my step now. I had a new path. I could see where I was going. Even though there was sand in my life, even though there was hills to climb, even though there was valley down low, I still could see where I was going. I kept my path, even though the hill was high, but I knew on the other side of that hill, I could see where I was going to. My mind said, I'm going all the way with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I bless the Holy Ghost in this here. Because you can stand true to God's word, and you don't have to worry about it. That's a promise that God is making for us today in his word. It never failed back then. It's not failing now, and it won't fail until Jesus come back, and it won't fail after Jesus come back. It'll still be him saying, I'm going to bless them that bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Bless
them that curse you. We know what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
And they are cursing themselves and a curse that can't get off them.
Oh,
hallelujah. Thank God for this here. We thank God for the word. And I want to encourage you today, when you're going through, you can give God back his word.
Yeah,
it's important that you recognize where this is coming from, the negative thoughts, the attributes of feelings, the attributes of what you hear, the attributes of what you smell, the attributes of what you see, the attributes of flesh. You need to recognize where this is coming from so that you can say, where is this going? Because either they're driving you to Jesus or they're trying to pull you into this world.
Amen.
You see something negative in your life, guess why you want to run? Run to Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says the wicked flee when no man is to pursue him. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Bold in the God's word and saying, Lord, your word says it. I didn't write it, but you said it, and I'm thanking you for your word. And Father, I thank you there for blessing me. You know what? You are really blessed. When you're hearing the word of God, you are getting food for your soul. Your home is blessed. Every way you step is being blessed because you're standing on God's word. His word is saying it's a light unto your path. And you can take that to the bank. And you can take it in time that you are where you are, what you're doing, and give God your word. Give God back his word. Now, if just tuning in today, we want to really, this radio broadcast wants you to get saved.
Amen.
This radio broadcast for you that are already saved, this radio broadcast is for you to be encouraged to go all the way. Because you can read it for yourself. That's why we give it to you, so that you can read it for yourself, so that you can get the encouragement. We're not giving you mad philosophy on this. We're giving you God's word. Nothing else we'll do at times that we're living in right now, we need a word from the Lord.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord is saying that when you hearken diligently to hear the voice of the Lord our God, it goes on to say, blessed shall you be.
Amen.
And hearing the word of God, you are blessed.
Yes.
Because someone that didn't able to hear the word of God, and guess what? Their time ended. And for you that are hearing the word of God, you can receive the word of God and be a part of this family, this great family which no man can number.
Amen.
You can be a part of that. You don't have to go to the lake of fire. You can be a part of the great family of God which no man can number. And there's going to be a stone with your name written on it. That's going to be marked to be put on your body.
Yes.
Give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
Just call on the name of Jesus out there in radio land, on the web. Call on him. No matter what's going on in your home, call on Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And he will answer your prayer.
Hallelujah.
When you call on him with a sincere heart, he will answer your prayer.
Amen.
Jesus has said things like this. He said, be it so unto thee according to your faith.
Amen.
Give God your life. You do bless the Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
We, out there, we thank God for you for tuning in. And this is another day that the Lord has blessed us to hear the word of God and to give it to you. It's the encouragement.
Yes, the encouragement.
To continue to go on. No matter what goes on, you continue to go on.
Amen.
We are here for you.
Amen.
And with the Lord. Amen. Here's Dr. McCullough.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God truly for that word. It has really been a blessed night tonight to hear the men and women of God give us a word that we can eat. Amen. So, but have you ever went to a to fight a battle and found out that it was already won.
Isn't that a blessing from the Lord? You go out and you know you because so much come against us, and that's why we have to call upon the Lord. So much come against us at home, on the jobs, and everywhere out in the world, and we go out and we think, Lord, what can I do? But when you call upon the Lord, that battle is already won. It's already won. I can remember when God told me, he said, you're going to go through the fire, but you won't be burned, and you won't come out smelling like smoke. And I believe the Lord. And just as he told me, it's just how it happened. I didn't get burned, and I didn't come out smelling like smoke because I trusted God, and God did all the work. He said, all I want you to do is believe me. And you believe me, I'm going to show you who I am. And God truly showed me who he is. And that's why I trust him. And I'm asking you, trust him. Believe in him because he is real. As many times people have gone through and you go and you try to tell them about Jesus and they don't want to hear it. I've had people to come back looking for that same Jesus I was trying to tell them about a while ago. You know, but God wants you to love them, and he still wants you to give them that word.
That's right.
Because it's not too late as long as they're living. So we thank God for give God to glory, you know, because the God in our life will do the same for anyone else. He's no respected person.
That's right.
And that's why he allowed us to be here tonight to get that out, to give it to those who are hungering and thirsting. And even if you don't know him, you can come and talk to Jesus. You can get a word and meditate on it. And God said, write these things upon the tablet of your heart, and in due season. See, so you got to have something to fight with. When the enemy come at you, you got to know how to call upon the Lord Jesus. And it's not about going out buying guns like they told you, or getting you knives and all. You can buy all the guns you want to and still perish. But see, you want to have the weapon that God has given us. And that weapon will keep you. It will save you. It will save your life. You will have an eternal life. So the thing about it is let's trust God. Believe in him. Because he's almighty. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a patient God. Everything you need, he has.
Amen.
Everything we need, he has. And so that's why we can trust and believe him. We can trust him to do what he say he's going to do. His word, just speaking his word, life and death is in the power of the. And if you speak God's word, those things are what's going to come to pass. Whatever you eat is what's going to come out. So if you eat God's word, that's going to come out.
That's right.
So we thank God for that. We thank God for this word tonight. I tell you, it's just so awesome. I tell you, we get so excited here. We get so excited about the word of God. I tell you, we want to eat and share and eat and, you know, because we have bread on our lips. We want others to have bread on theirs too, you know. And we want to be, you know, we want to feast together, you know. We feast together, you know, and which is a blessing. And we love this. This is a feast that nobody's bickering and arguing because the food is good. The food is good, you know. And so it's just a blessing from the Lord that he has drawn his people together for such a time as this. Bringing us together in unity, no other way but in unity. Because how can the two walk together unless we are in unity? So we give God the glory for that. Because it is God that is drawing his people together by his word. It's God who is bringing us together for such a time as this. It's not our own doing. If you hear from heaven, God is going to, he's going to direct your path.
Amen.
He's going to show you who he is. Moses, go get Aaron. He's going to show you who to go and have by your side, who's a prayer warrior, who's an intercessor for you. And I just have to say these things because God leads and guides my life, and I'm waiting to hear from him. At all times, I'm waiting to hear from him. When I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, Lord, you got to work. You know, I'm looking for him. I'm looking for him. I hunger and thirst after him. And I've been doing it since I was 10 years old. Praise God. And I thank God because he placed this within my heart to seek him in the search. I couldn't have done it on my own. I wasn't taught by my parents, but I was taught by Jesus Christ. I was taught by him. So I give God the glory for that. And I thank God. Like I thank God for the word tonight. I've learned so much It has helped me. Tonight, I go home and I can sleep good. You know what I mean? Because the word is with me. You know, so I give God the glory for that. And we want to thank these men and women of God that have come and ministered to our hearts. And I just want to say thank you to them, you know, because God has placed it within. Anybody have any prayer requests tonight? Anybody? Any prayer requests?
I'd like to pray for Sister Ellen. She has some back problems.
The prayer request is to burn generational curses over me.
You want to just pray for those generational curses that are over her.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you have given me a tongue to learn that I should know how to speak to those that are weary, Father, in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name, I'm calling Isaiah 54, Father. In the name of Jesus, that you have opened my ear, that I will hear, that I will not be rebelled to turn around, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for opening my ear that I hear a word from on high. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I bring this prayer request to you, Father, this sister, Lord God, that's on the airway, Lord God. She wants you to pray for her. Lord Jesus, we know that you are intercessor. Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that, Lord, that you raise a prophetic watchman, intercessor, and prayer warriors on the wall to pick this sister and her family up in the spirit realm, Father God, that they will not come down from their place of assignment to their assignment completed in Jesus' name, that they'll conduct their intercession under the authority of the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my chief intercessor, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, right now, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that these spirits will not touch our life, that they will not fall on us, Father, as we pray for others in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that your word says, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you will burn up these spirits, these curses, Lord God, according to Malachi 4:1, Lord God. You say you will burn them, Lord God, to be ashes up on the soles of our feet. You say we should tread up on the surface of the covenant, nothing by any means shall hurt us. In the name of Jesus, now, Father, I pray right now, Lord God, we bind the spirit of these curses. We curse them at the root in the name of Jesus. We command these spirits to collapse and die, fall on the fire, burn up to be no more, to be ashes up on the soles of our feet, where they should not rise against us a second time to afflict, to press, to hurt your people no more. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Father, we command these spirits to stop doing what they're doing. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. You will not rule and reign and abide in this place no more in the name of Jesus. When Jesus, Lord, he has come and he has commanded the word in this place. I speak life and blessing in this place. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you begin to turn around the hearts and the minds of the people, Lord God. Father God, for walking backward, but they begin to walk forward toward you, Father, in the name of Jesus. To declare your word is true and righteousness in this place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you raise up Michael to go into the heavens, to the world. The world gets to push the purse, to push back the hand of enemy, to give this sister and her family the victory in the fight in Jesus' name. Father, the fight is not there. Is the Lord, and Lord, you are strong and mighty in this place, and we say, Father God, have your way, move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We cast down these strongholds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that you send an ever-done wind into the spirit realm to overcome the plots and the plans and the enemy that were set up for the demise of this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you destroy the database, the network may fail now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we speak life over this family, Lord God. And God, we declare and decree that your word is true and it is righteousness from heaven in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we pronounce life in this family, Lord God, may it manifest in the lives and the hearts and the minds of the people in this place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Father God, for this woman of God that's coming to stand in the place, Lord God, of our family, Father God. Father, you are our intercessor, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to take charge of the situation and circumstances in our life and our family life right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you call things be, you say, call those things be not those things where we call life to be, and we call blessings to be, Lord God. May the blessing of the Lord manifest in our life, Lord, for you are commanding the blessing in this place in the name of Jesus, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, you said when you speak, your word shall not return to you, Lord, but it shall come out of the set of the good. We give you praise and glory that is done in Jesus' mighty name. In the earth, in the life and the heart of mind of your people now. We speak life and peace. Life and peace. May be glorified in your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I have a word. I know that you were going to have me to pray that prayer. With Genesis 42 and 25, this is a time when Joseph, God has placed him in a position to be in Pharaoh, and God gave him a position to command the thing, to the hearts and minds of the people, because he was in the chief, you know, he was overseer of the house of Egypt, and it was Genesis 42 and 25 to say, and then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks. He was talking about his brothers and when they came back to him because it was a famine going on, and Joseph was a wise man. They had to seek from a wise man to get their needs met. In these last days, people going to have to come and seek the wise man, and his name is Jesus. Amen? To get their needs
Amen.
Met. Joseph gave a command. He gave a command, and this is what I'm speaking to you. I minister to you life. He commanded to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give their provision for the journey. And any time when God give a command, he's always going to supply the people needs. He always going to give them a provision for the journey. Amen?
Amen.
And so what you asking tonight, you asking the Lord, hey, Lord, I need you to reverse this curse. And I need you to go to number 23. This word is for you, woman of God. This word is for you. And you write it down. And I want you to declare this word over your family life every night for 7 nights. I want you to declare this word over your family for 7. 7 is the number of perfection. I want you to go to number 23. And I want to read it to you, woman of God. I was just telling the woman of God, I was in my heart to speak this before we got off the radio air, number 23 and 23. And these were some people that were trying to curse the people of God, praise you, Jesus. And the Bible said that when the man came up and asked, and his name was Balaam, he came and he told the prophet, he said, I need you, Balaam, he said, I need you to go up and I need you to go curse the people of God. But number 19, it says, number 23 and 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? If God says something, guess what? He said it.
Yes.
He don't change his mind. He don't change his word. They're the same. They're the same yesterday, today, forevermore. It says, has he spoken, or will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless and not to And I cannot reverse it. So anytime when God bless you, can't nobody come and reverse the blessing that's on your life. Amen? And he said, number 23, he said, for there is no sorcery against Jacob. No, any divination against Israel. So therefore, there's no witch, no warlock spirit, none of those spirits come against you when God bless you. So therefore, you don't have to fear no more. Because when God bless you, can't no man curse. He said, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And what the Spirit is, they're living in freedom from the curse. Therefore, we're not up under the curse, we're up under the blessing. You have to decree and declare this word over your life daily. Daily. You have to speak this word over your family daily. I don't care how the enemy try to come in and try to echo. You got to say, you got to speak what God's word says. And then when you speak God's word, then the angels in heaven got to come and take heart to the heat, to the voice of the word of God, and they got to command the thing, and that word is going to come to pass. You'll be able to see changes in your family life. It won't take, it won't be overnight, but it's a process. And you got to go through the process. And you got to labor in this thing. You got to stay in prayer about this thing. And you got to wait until the Lord begins to reveal things to you concerning this. My family, my husband was, I want to share my brief testimony. My husband was in the world, and the Lord called me into the house of the Lord. He called me to serve him. My husband was not in the Lord. He was a homeowner. He was a whore. It was a curse up on him and his family. It was a curse up on my family. But God called me out of darkness to the marvelous of light. And when I got in the light, the Lord told me to stay in prayer. And the preacher was having to say, cast your husband back and get the fish, you got to get your shark. Well, I didn't want the shark. I wanted my husband. And so what I did, I said, Lord, do be my husband, do my husband. I said, because you said you'll be a husband to the world. And so when I began to stand on God's word, called the son Isaiah, and when I began to stand on God's word, I began to declare my husband was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Lord asked me one day, what do you want? I said, Lord, I want my husband to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost so he could serve you and he could rise up and be a man in his house, and he could be a prophet over his household concerning his children and his family. And right today, my love is saved, filled with the Father, the Holy Ghost, he preaching the gospel, the good news. And I tell you, the man is on fire. He's on fire for God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. That's because the Lord, when he give us a word and he tells us to stand still and watch the celebration, Lord, we got to do just what he said. We got to go through the process. And the process sometimes is not easy. It's not easy always. But guess what? The grace will be there to give us the endurance to hold fast to the word that God has given us. Because Luke 18:1 says, never give up. Never give up on your faith concerning your household. Never give up what God promised you and what he said that he would do in your life and the life of the heart and mind of your people. Always stand true to what you believe. Be brave, be careful, do everything in love. So you got to stay in love. My mama would tell me, go buy me a beer. I said, I'm delivered for beer. You want a beer, go buy it yourself. And then after a while, he got tired of being home alone by himself. And he began to cry to the Lord. And I was coming from church 3 o'clock in the morning with my children, and he'd be up there on the TV with John Osteen with the head up there, Lord, save me. And he puked everywhere. And he said, the Lord, have mercy up on my soul. Because he said he got tired of being home. All you got to do is keep serving the Lord. Keep building your house with prayer. Build up your house with much prayer. And if you pray the prayer of faith, God will hear it. He will save the sick. He will save the lost. He will deliver the whole household. My whole household is serving God. And I give God all the praise and all the glory. But it is him and him alone. To God be the glory in Jesus' mighty name. So I tell you, woman of God, just stand in the faith. Just stand fast in the liberty when God has set you free. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. And begin to declare God's word over your people, over your family, over your children, over your loved ones. And you see a change will take place because the word that you speak is powerful. It's quicker than any two-edged sword. And it rises, divides the spirit from the flesh. And then you have the spirit that rise up in them, and they begin to take charge. And that Jesus himself, he becomes Lord of their life. And you'll be able to see and taste the fruit of that righteousness that you declare God's word. Because he said, take the seed that the Lord is good. Stand fast in the liberty and the hope of God has set you free. And begin to declare God's word. He needs somebody to declare God's word in that place. If it's dark in that place, speak light. And when light comes, the darkness got to flee. Then light will begin to manifest God's grace and goodness and mercy upon your life and your family. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that God will give you the strength and the power to stand fast in the liberty which he has set you free. And not compromise with the devil. When they come and say, well, you ain't living right either, say, no, I'm living right. I'm living all I know how to live. Because God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. I'm not perfect, but he told me to perfect. He told me to stand fast in the liberty and walk upright before him. And he said he will perfect the things that concern me. I pray that God will perfect the things that concern you and your household tonight. And tonight when you lay down, that the holy angel will come and minister to you life, peace, and blessings. May the Lord bless you, woman of God. I just feel that God just want to do something more and more in your life because you have a home and you have a third. You want to see things change. You had that same home that I had when in the beginning when I had with my family. And guess what? I feel God all the praise and all the glory because it is him and him alone. And his name is Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
God be glorious.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord for those words. We just thank the woman of God for blessing us on tonight and to answering the call for prayer requests. We give God the glory for that. And we thank God that she's obedient and hear from heaven. It's just truly a blessing. And I hope that those that call in for prayer requests, I pray that they receive a word from on high, from the Lord. Because it's truly, truly a blessing that we be obedient as God calls us to. So we give God the glory for it. Anybody else have a prayer request?
I want to call to the attention of, I'm going to call off your last four numbers, and if you need prayer, we're here for you. 40, 64, we're here for you. And we believe God for you. And we thank God for you. And we know that God is moving you to another level. We know that God is touching you. His word is becoming fire in you. All that's around you been laid aside because you have come and in. God said he loves you as much as you love him. And the Father will have you know because he's called you to where you are. Cannot look back. You must keep your eyes forward. Don't hear what the enemy is saying. Hear what Jesus said. I have overcome. And God wants wants to bless you tonight, whoever you are on that radio line right now. But I'm
Amen.
Just moving by the Spirit of God, because I know God wants to use you.
Amen.
Timidity does not belong to you. You are a woman, a man of God. You have the power that God has given you. And Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. And Jesus said, if we in him, we have that same power. Jesus said, he has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I will give you a kingdom. Why I will give you a kingdom that you might be at my table, that we might judge the 12 tribes of Israel. God's Son said it. The kingdom. This is kingdom business. As the sister and brother said, it's not play. And I call you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that you will step forth your faith, that you will walk out there and say, yes, Lord, here I am, just as I am. Take me and use me, just as God said to the woman. Because when the king makes a solemn, he does not take it back.
Amen.
Esther 8 and 8. When the king makes the providence, he don't take it back. God is the same way. God said, I have given you life. I have given you life, eternal life. And I speak this to you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and I thank God for you listening. God bless you. Doctor, I'm are you back on there? I have to obey God. Dr. Delore, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we thank God for Dr. Hunter releasing that word, being obedient to the Spirit of God. And that's what it's all about, being obedient, that we may, some soul may be saved. God is so interested that he wished none would perish, but everybody would be saved. So we're
Amen.
Seeking those souls. Those people who are out there who haven't repented yet, who don't know Christ, who want everybody to receive a word from the Lord that they may repent and be healed, delivered, and set free from the enemy's bondage.
Yes.
And the enemy tried to bind us up, all of us at one time. The enemy tried to keep you in bondage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He do his best to do that, on the job, off the job, at home, wherever he can, even your children. And that's why I thank God for the young lady who called in and asked for prayer for the generational curse. A lot of us have generational curses, and we don't stop to pray those curses out. And then they be handed down to our children, our children's children, and so forth and so on. Somebody got to stop this thing. Somebody got to stop this spirit. This spirit is going a little too long. So I thank God for that she spoke up and wants this generational curse off of her and her family. And I think a lot of us need to do that. And that's why sometimes the children, you wonder why they go astray and things happen to them. It's a generational curse. You might not even know nothing about it. Way down deep in his nest and got into your children, and you wondering what's wrong with them. Talk to the Lord about it and find out what's going on, because I'm telling you from experience, I'm telling you as a witness, he will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
He will let you know by the Holy Spirit. I've been blessed to hear from the Lord, blessed, truly blessed. And God won't have you ignorant. He won't have you in the dark. Anything that you need to know, a lot of things he won't tell you, won't share with you, because he don't want you to be angry. But he will open your eyes so you won't be ignorant.
Amen.
So we
Amen.
Give God the glory for that tonight. And I know that there's many who have situations similar to our testimonies and so forth and so on. And we just thank God that they are here listening, at least, because they know we all are suffering for Christ and doing what God called us to do in Jesus Christ's name. But we're here and we're going to let Evangelist Allen give us another word from the Lord, and we're just going to be blessed on the night. Amen?
Amen.
We're just going to thank God, you know, because we know that it's Him that is doing this.
And we just give him the glory. And I'm going to release it in the hands of Miss Ella, Evangelist Ella, so we can be blessed even more.
Amen.
I just thank God for the word.
Amen.
Amen. We just thank God once again, you know, for the opportunity to talk about and encourage you in the word. Because talking about it, being encouraged about the word, you can apply it because you're reading it for yourself.
Amen.
That's why we minister was saying, you know, write it down so that you can go back and you can relate on it, so that you can come to it and you can say, I can relate on this here. Amen?
Amen.
Man, what's about, so you got talking about this generational curse. We have to realize that it wasn't our fault that these curses came upon us through a transgression of one person. But when sin came into the world, that brought all kinds of things into the world. It's important that you recognize what's really clean, unclean, what's really holy and unholy, and what's really righteous and unrighteous.
Amen.
All of those things on the negative side, unclean, unholy, unrighteous, are of the devil. The devil is not going to give you anything that's good, and it would last.
That's right.
He's a liar. He's the author of the liar.
Yes.
So if he's the author of the lie, you already know that anything that he comes bring you to you, you know that he's lying. Amen. I want to talk to you about the Word of God in the book of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse number 28. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse number 28. Amen. Self-check. It says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But I want to talk to you about the first part of A side. It says, but let a man examine himself. See, it's important that we examine ourselves to where we are before the standard. There's only one standard of righteousness, holiness, and righteousness, holiness, and cleanness. There's only one standard. That standard is Jesus. And with us having things inside of us that's not our fault, generational curse, strongholds, sin, you know, yokes to be broken, we have to examine ourselves and ask for help.
Amen.
Because you can't help yourself, because if you could help yourself, we wouldn't need Jesus.
Amen.
We need to examine ourselves. Because every day is a day that we need to examine ourselves and say, Lord, I need you today.
Amen.
I don't know when we leave here tonight, I don't know what it's going to bring, but it's just that serious that we need to examine ourselves. Why? It's because of time is running out.
Amen.
But let a man examine himself. It's important that we but examine ourselves. Examine ourselves to where we are, where we think we are, and where God is showing us where we are. God, the Bible says that God had to show Hezekiah what was in his heart. It wasn't that God didn't know. It was for Hezekiah to know. Just the same as us. We know where we are, we in the Lord, if you want to be honest with ourselves. And we know if we're really seeking the Lord with all our heart. We know that there's distractions that come to us when we're trying to seek the Lord with all our heart and keep focused.
Amen.
We know it's happening. We know that the devil has tried to place big-time obstacles in our path. Because, you know, even when you start praying at night and you get down on your knees and you're having your mind on the Lord, and all of a sudden you want to get sleepy. You know that's an obstacle of the devil. All of a sudden, you got your mind on the Lord, and you're praying for one another, and the next thing you know, you're thinking about the Beverly Hillbillies. Or you're thinking about life, your friends, you know, or one of these sitcoms that you may have found yourself watching, New York CSI. these thoughts that just come to your pattern of it brings static into your life. So that's just the works of the enemy. That's why it's important for us to examine ourselves and get all of these distractions out of our lives. You know, these distractions can become a yoke, and they can hinder you. Sometimes the word is saying, who did hinder you from obeying the truth? See, when you're examining yourself, you can find out what's really been hindering you from seeking the Lord. You know, even a light thing is as going to church on a Wednesday and it starts raining, you say, no, I'm not going to go. I just catch it on the TV. That's a distraction. That's a hindrance. There's a yoke that needs to be broken. You can break those things because you need to realize that going to the church, even if you have your mind on going to the church and you're going there, you can get your blessings right before you even make it to the church. You're shortening your own blessings. That's why we want to examine ourselves. Amen. But let a man examine himself. Let a woman so examine herself. It's imperative that we examine ourselves to find out where we are. Because, you know, the psalmist says, show me thy ways, O Lord, in Psalms 25, and teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they can have been of ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgression. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. It's important that we examine ourselves. When we ask the Lord to show us ourselves, God knew that because he asked. He said, if you ask, it shall be done.
Amen.
If you seek, you shall find. If you not, it shall be opened unto you. That's how great God is. He wants to show us what's really hindering us from seeking him.
Amen.
And it's from our heart. You know, our heart is saying, I'm seeking you, Lord, with all of our heart. But look at the things that distract us so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the things that when you examine yourself that distract us so easy from seeking the Lord. When you're out there in radio land, you know and God knows what's holding you back from really seeking him. There are so many things that we start worrying about, so many things that we're concerned about. But Jesus is saying, not one as much as Solomon was in array in all his glory, but just those lilies that's on the in the water is arrayed in such a way that's not can't even the glory of this Solomon cannot even be compared to that lily. And so that's why it's important that we recognize that we need to recognize Jesus. We need to reverence him for what he did on Calvary's cross.
Yes.
We can't talk about it enough, the finished works that he had done on Calvary's cross for us. We let all distractions get in the way. We let these small yokes, we let them just get into big-time yokes, and really they're just small matters. Amen? So it's important that we recognize when we examine ourselves that we get all of these distractions out of the way and that we can come to God truly and boldly and with thanksgiving and say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Not going to take long. I'm just good. This is the word that God has given me to encourage you to examine yourself before the Lord. Because before, you know, when you recognize when you go into a court situation, they got these rules and regulations that you can't do in a courtroom. They say no drinking, no smoking, cut your cell phones off, you know, and no open shirt, no open cleavage, you know, no short pants. They got all these accolades that just going into an earthly courthouse. So when you examine yourself going before the Lord, that you don't know how much time that you have, but you're getting ready to get out of this earth right here and stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you really want to start examining yourself right here and now. Because the next 5 minutes, you could be gone. You know, so examine yourself right now with a heart of repentance.
Amen.
And when you ask for a heart of repentance, God is faithful. When you examine yourself from your heart, He's faithful and he's just to forgive you of all your sins. So when you go before every judge, you know, you got your shirt tucked in, you got yourself together, you're not wearing a cap and all this here other things. But just think going before a heavenly Father, how you want to present yourself. You want to present yourself without a spot or a wrinkle. Because the Bible says that he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. The Bible says that if the righteous scarcely be saved, where should a sinner and ungodly appear? So if we're scarcely making it, going it before his throne, and we're knowing that we are as filthy rags, we want to try to clean up a little. We want to try to clean up as best as we can from the inside out.
Amen.
When we examine ourselves and recognize that, Lord, I'm not even worthy to even enter into the first step. I'm not even worthy to touch the first step, you know, let alone yet touch the door. And, Father, I thank you. So be encouraged out there in radio. Give your life to Jesus. Be encouraged. We're constantly praying for you. And, you know, just on a personal note, this radio broadcast has done a life-changing situation, even in my life. To recognize that this word that we're preaching is going out to so many people.
Yeah.
And it's encouraging me to keep my focus on Jesus even more so. Amen. So be encouraged. Turning it back into the hands of Dr. McCullough.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was a word from on high. We just thank God for it. Who did hinder you from the truth? Who? Sometimes we have to let friends, family, whoever, kids, we have to let them go that they may not hinder us from God's word. We want to, and sometimes you might have to just pray for them that they get there. You know, you have to separate yourself from it so that you'll be able to hear from heaven for yourself and be able to pray for them. Because sometimes when we're in confusion, we can't pray for ourselves, let alone nobody else.
Yeah.
You know, and we wonder why everything is going wrong. And we can't hear anything. We can't hear from the Lord because he doesn't dwell in confusion. So we got to get where we can hear from him. And we're here tonight. We thank God again because iron sharpens iron, and that's what we're doing here tonight. We are refreshing and encouraging each other, you know. So it's just truly a blessing. So we just give God the glory. So we want to give God all the glory and the praise for what he is doing in this hour. And you know, and I, as the Lord had spoke to me one day, he said, I love those who even hate me. And I thought, my God, what? I need to repent. I'm nowhere near where you want me to be. You love the ones that hate you? I got to get there. You know, I got to get there. So and I began to pray to God. I said, Lord, you got to help me. You know, so I pray to God constantly and daily, asking him to help me in situations, asking him, Lord, help me to love them like you want me to love them, not like I want to love them, because you know what kind of love that is. It's not good. You know, some days it's good and some days it's bad. And that's just to be honest, because people can come against you to the point that your flesh angers, and then you want to speak out. You don't want to love them the way the Lord said love them. So I have to ask God, Lord, you help me to love them the way you want me to love them. And in doing so, God will grant that request. I just do believe that.
Amen.
And I know it's a process. It won't be overnight, so I'm not looking for anything overnight. So Jesus created the earth, heavens and the earth, and he didn't create everything in one night.
That's right.
He took his time so it would be right,
that's
you
right.
know, so we can enjoy it in fullness. You know, we don't have to worry about, oh, well, he left the sun out. Ain't no moon? Well, what them stars? But Jesus, God took his time. So that we can enjoy. And even though we have things, trials and tribulations that come up on us, but if we put on the armor of God, we can war against those things and war against those things that come against us. And we just praise God for the word, because the word, when you speak that thing, it began to move.
Yeah.
That word move. It don't stay on the pages. When you speak it, it takes action. Even if you don't, it will.
therefore that world will take action and begin to move and things begin to happen. So that's why God said life and death is in the power of the tongue. One day God took me to the word and he showed me just as a child looking at cartoons. He said, now you know, see how they show those cartoons on TV? He said, and then they mark them, they write them down, and then they jump up off the pages and begin to move. He said, that's how my word moves when you speak it. And I said, wow, Lord, that's fast. So, you know, that's what we have to do. Hold fast to God's word. Begin to speak God's word. And one thing, too, we have to stop cursing our children. Because the things that we say over our children, over ourselves, or anybody else, Satan waiting to bring it to pass. And that's why the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I thank God for it. It's truly, truly a blessing to know him, to know the word, to know how to call upon him. Seek him and you'll find him. Seek him where he may be found. Because when we call upon God, when we speak his word, those are the things that began to come to pass. Those words manifest.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world or wisest. God will give you wisdom, so don't try to get it on your own. You can read all the books you want. You can go to school and try to be whatever. But let God show you who he wants you to be, and where he wants you to work at. God knows where we all should be at in this time, this day and time. A lot of people go and get jobs that God didn't tell them to get them in. When things fail, they wonder what's wrong. But we have to ask God, Lord, where you want me to be? What you want me to do? And so then and go from there and be obedient. The most thing is believe and
Amen.
Be obedient to the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we have Sister Bridget here who is going to give us another word from the Lord. We just truly are blessed tonight to be refreshed and have each other here. Like I said, iron sharpens iron, and we're just truly blessed, and we give God the glory for it. And we just thank all of those who are out there listening, and we hope that you receive something. If you need someone to talk to or you have a question, you know, just call. Just call the radio station. I'm sure you all have the number because all of you all that are on here, tell some friends.
Right.
Tell some people. Don't keep it to yourself. This is good news.
Amen.
Tell somebody else about it so they may be blessed. Anytime you get something good you want to share with somebody, you want to tell somebody. You know, and you don't want to keep it to yourself. Like we used to say, they used to sing a song to older people back in the day and say, I just can't keep it to myself. You know, so we want you to share this news. We want you to share with others and tell them about it so they can come and listen and even get a word, get what they need, because we want to share the bread with all who wants it, all who wants it. And right now we're going to hear a refreshing word from Minister Wolf, and we give God the glory for it. And we're going to turn it over to her at this moment.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to his name. You know, the man of God was talking about we don't have to live upon the curse, but we can live upon the blessing. And it's God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He said, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, which is Christ Jesus. He is the blesser and blessing his people. He blesses us with all things that's of his nature, of his character, of his goodness, his kindness, and mercy. So I want to just encourage you tonight, Romans 5 and 6, I want to go to Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So therefore, the curse, when Christ died for us, the curse was broken. But you got to believe it by faith to receive that the curse been broken off your life. Amen. It says, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Amen. And it says, Romans 6, and let's start at number 4. It says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of the Spirit when we give our life to the Lord. And that's how the curse be broken, when we walk in the newness of the Spirit. Amen? Because Romans 6 and 14 says, but sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Therefore, the law cannot come up under grace and curse you. You see that? When you're up under the grace of God, then the law has no more dominion over you. Sin has no more dominion over you. Curses have no more dominion over you. That's why it's so important to give your life to Jesus. That's why it's so important to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen? And it says in number 6 and 6, it says, now this is our, this that I owe, that the body of sin might be done away with. See, when you give your life to Christ, when you crucify your flesh, then guess what? The Bible says that sin might be done away with. That thing will be done away with. That curse will be done away with. It no longer operates in your life because your life no longer belongs to you. It belongs to God when you give your life to God. That we should no longer be slaves of sin. See, when people are cursed, they're slaves to sin. And God doesn't want you to be slaves to sin. He wants you to be slaves to righteousness in Christ Jesus. For he who has died has been freed from sin. So we have to die to our old life, get a new life. The Bible says we're a new creation when we give our life to Christ. We're no longer our own, because we've been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 6 and 6 says, but now we have been delivered from the law. See, we don't live our life to the law no more. We don't live our life to the commandment of men and doctrine and teachings of men and the ways of the world and the direction of the world. He said, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died from what we were held by. See, we were held by sin. We were held by lies and deceit and deception. We were held by curses, and we were held by mom and dad, and what was on them was on came on the children. And the woman of God, I just heard it, she said we had to be careful what we say concerning our family. We have to speak life over them. Therefore, our mind has to be renewed to the word of God so we can speak life over them so their life can be changed. Their life can't get changed until we renew our mind to the word of God. That's why Paul had a revelation of Romans 12:1-2. He said, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy to God, and which is your reasonable service. So you got to present something to God, and you got to present your body. You have to give him your life. And when you give him your life, and then he gets your heart. And when he gets your heart, then he renews your mind, which is your heart. And then when you speak God's word, then that word becomes flesh. You won't see the old man no more. You see the new man because you're speaking life over that person's life. And that's what God called us to do. He called us to be created just like him. Elohim is the creator of all things. He said, we're going to create just like him. He said, we're going to do greater works. Jesus said, we're going to do greater works than what he did. And so he said, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. And that's what it's all about tonight, men and women of God. Those that on the airway, that have heard, that's hearing this word for the first time, that's what it's all about. Jesus wants us to live for him. So that way our lives will be pleasing to him. And that we can save others, because it's just not to be saved, not to be blessed to others. The Bible says share in the gospel. Yes. Tell others about what God is doing in your life, so they'll know that God is who we say he is. Yes. And then not only that, he said, Romans 6:22 says, but now having been set free from sin and having become a slave of God, you have your fruit of holiness in the end, everlasting life. Ain't that a blessing? Mm-hmm. He said, you have the fruit of holiness in the end, everlasting life. For the way to sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's why it's so important now to receive the eternal life that's been offered to you tonight. And we're here not just to be here, just to sit here, just to be on the airway, just to be heard, but we're here to speak the word of God so you can be healed and so you can be delivered, set free from the tormentors, from the prison houses. Because when people are sitting in the prison house, that's because they're in a dark place and they have not had no knowledge in to hear faith from God. And God is sending us out as his messenger to speak life into your hearing so you can rise up to the occasion and take your rightful place in the kingdom of God. Because you are called sons and daughters of God. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus this day and time. God don't want you to walk around ignorant no more and say that you ain't nobody, you ain't gonna love me, nobody, and don't nobody like me, don't nobody love me. Yes, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And God loves you. That's all you need, because when you begin to love God, then God begin to love you and nurture you and help you, and then you then you be able to love somebody else. You better share the good news to somebody else, give it to somebody else. And that's what it's all about tonight. And so I want you just to be blessed, because Romans 8 and 1 says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Don't let people condemn you. Don't receive it. Reject it. Don't you even condemn yourself. Don't you say it out your own mouth. Because power and life is in the death of the tongue. What you say, that's what you will have. Amen. That will manifest for you. If things gone wrong, begin to speak life. We begin to speak positive of your life. You can say, I'm going to do all things in Christ Jesus who give me the strength. You got to ask God for strength, because that's the one that gives you the grace to be able to be successful in life. You can't do it in your own strength. You need the strength of the Lord. Amen? It said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. What is the flesh? Your own mind. Doing the things that you want to do. Leading to your own understanding. Then the Lord said over there in Proverbs 3, and I said, do not lead to your own understanding, but knowledge in all your ways. And he will direct your path. And see, we need him to direct our path, because we don't know the way. We don't know the way to go. But God has to teach us the way to go. He said he will teach you wisdom. Amen? He said, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There you go, right there. There go the key there. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And I just want to encourage you to let you know tonight that you've been set free. So I'm just speaking to your head to let you know you've been set free. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ's word tonight, and you receive it by faith, then you've been set free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, the law of sin and death have no more dominion, no more power over you. The power of the devil has been broken off your life. The curse has been broken off your life. It's been destroyed by the anointed one and his anointed. The anointed oil came to remove your burden, destroy your yoke. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is what he's talking tonight. He's saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that you may be saved from the law of sin and death. So that's how you enter in. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's by faith that you be saved. To God be the glory. Amen. Praise to Jesus.
Amen. Yes, praise the Lord for that word. It's just truly a blessing that we can hear a word from the Lord, that we're here together, and these men and women of God are so willing to refresh us and feed into our spirits, stir up the gift that is within us. These words just stir up your gift that's in you and have you to begin to want more and more thirsty, hunger and thirsting after righteousness, you know, and it's just truly, truly a blessing. We just give God the glory for it tonight. And as we go forward tonight, we want to thank Dr. Hunter again for opening up the airways, the radio station, to allow the men and women of God to share this word with you that they have given to, that the Lord has given them. And we just bless God for it. Like I said earlier, iron sharpens iron, all being able to eat without having to pay for it. Amen? We can come and get milk and honey free. You know, this word is, that's what it is. And so we just give God the glory tonight. He has truly blessed us to refresh our mind of the word and to be blessed to receive without having to buy milk and honey.
Will you let that lady from Georgia have a word to say from Georgia?
Sure.
Are you on, ma'am? I guess not.
Okay. He's not on.
Well, I'll say this to you. I want to thank God for everybody that's been on here tonight and everybody that's done it, and I pray that we make it better because we're getting ready to come to Hempstead with that great revival.
Amen.
A great, great revival that they've never seen before. God has promised it to us. And I want to let you know that we got a lot of work to do. We're doing it as we get on our ways. We've come to tell them, amen, and let the devil know you lost this race.
Amen.
You lost it, buddy. You lost it. Because we come to take back. We come to take a generation's curses back, teaching that was on tonight. I love what has all been said tonight because I've had so much to eat. I'm just sitting up and just eating as y'all just eating the Word of God and digesting it. And I said, woo, woo, get some more, get some more, get some more. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's about us staying firm with the Lord.
Amen.
And the thing I would say to all of us, we must keep our eyes on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because he is the one. And
yes,
oh, the lady sent, she says, she said, blessings to each and everyone. She says, blessings to each and everyone. This is the lady I told you all about that I met. God sent her to me 3 years ago because God did some great things, and I'm believing one day we're going to do it real soon. But I want to say to the lady in Hempstead, take over and tell the people what God has done for you, through you, and by you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Dr. McClone?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God has truly blessed us. He has truly blessed us on tonight. And every night since every Friday night when we come on, God has truly blessed us with a word, something that we can feed off of all the week, not just one day, not just on Friday and Saturday, but it stays with us. This food here, it makes me think about what Jesus said. He said, "I have food that you know nothing about."
Hey, hey.
And I thought when I first read that when I was a young girl, I was like, "What kind of food is that?" But as I got older, God was teaching me. Now I know. I got some of that food too. That they know nothing about. And then I can go and feast on it in the time that I need it. You know. So I give God the glory for that. I give God the glory. It's just truly, truly a blessing to get to know him, or have a personal relationship with him. It's truly, truly a blessing. If you don't know him, if you haven't tried it, try him for yourself. This is true. You can believe it. You don't have to believe us, but you can believe the word once you try him and see for yourself. I'm going to tell you, I'm a witness. I'm a witness. When they told my parents that I was dead, the Lord said, no, she's alive. And God said, you shall live and not die. Hallelujah. So that's why I'm here declaring the word of God. Speaking these words, and the men and women of God are here because we're all together in unity, walking together, believing the words of God that is true. So we give God the glory for that tonight. I just want to thank God because God knows where his people are. And when I began to pray and seek them out because I got tired of routine places, speaking things that wasn't of God, speaking things just to be speaking, I don't want to be impressed. Don't need to be impressed.
Amen.
All I want is the word of God.
Amen.
All I want is the truth. And I remember as a young girl telling God, I said, Lord, I want to know you for myself. And he said, well, you
Amen.
Will. I said, Lord, I want to see you for myself. And he said, you will. He said, you will see me through my true word. And that's what I'm seeing him through, his true word. So I give God the glory because God is teaching me. He has taught me even from a young girl, and he's still doing it now because God knows that my heart seek after him. These old bodies are nothing, but my heart seek after God and always has from the time I can remember of 10 years old. I can remember Satan and the Lord's angel warring over me when I was 6. And see, if I had had someone to explain this to me, I would have nurtured me, yes, Lord, and I would have known. And Satan came in, and he was sitting on my left shoulder, and the angel of the Lord was sitting on the right. And they began to war. I don't know what they were saying because I was lying on my mother's bed. I was 6 years old, lying on my mother's bed. They was going back and forth, and I was in between. And they said, and all of a sudden, Satan slapped me. And I jumped up out my mother. I never will forget this, and I wondered for years what was going on. But nobody could explain it to me. I went to my mother. I said, Mama, I said, Satan slapped me. My mother said, well, you must have been bad.
But that wasn't it. She didn't realize the spiritual side of it, and neither did I. But I kept consulting with God. I don't know what happened. Even at that age, I was consulting with the Lord. Like, Lord, what's wrong? And when I got old enough to understand, he told me these words. He said, because you don't belong to him, you belong to me. And I said, hallelujah, Lord. So God has been using me ever since. And it's a privilege and an honor to be chosen of God. I know I don't fit the part. I know I don't look the part. But it don't make any difference because what's in my heart, hallelujah, belongs to God. He placed it there, not mama, dad, and sister, and brother, because I'll leave them behind when it comes to Christ. So I just give God the glory for it. And I know there's many others that have testimonies, so forth and so on. And we just thank God tonight. We just thank God because maybe we refresh somebody else's memory on something or refresh their mind on the Word of God. And we pray that you receive it and let God begin to speak into your life. If you've gone through hard times, which I know you have because we all have, whether you're in Christ or out, we have all gone through hard times. And so we have to pray and ask God, seek him on a daily basis, and let God begin to bless us spiritually, because the natural is nothing. Like you said, like the pastor said earlier, we don't have to go to God asking, talking about, no, Lord, I want a house and this and that and all that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I can tell you about that. I'm a witness. I was praying to God one time, and you have to be careful who's speaking to you. And when they're speaking to you, it should be clear where you can have some understanding. No veil is over your face, so you're not understanding what they're saying. And I was one time when I was young, a lady told me, she said, just go and ask God for what you want, he'll give it to you. And I thought, ooh, Lord, that sounds good right there. Just go and ask God for what you want me to give. I said, Lord, I can't wait to get home. I was at work. I said, I can't wait to get home. I said, I'm going to ask God for what they say. Ask God for what you want. He'll give it to you. Well, see, you get into this spiritual thing. See, you got to explain it, you know, when you talk to people. I went on home, and I got down on my knees as soon as I could get there. I went in my room, and I said, Lord, I said, I'm coming before you. Because they said that if whatever I want from you, I can receive it. All I got to do is just ask. So I got on my knees, and I said, Lord, you know what I want. I said, what I want is I want a house, a car, and some money in the bank. That's what I told God. You know what he told me? The Holy Spirit said, pray and ask God what he wants you to do for him and not what you want him to do for you. And I said, oh, okay. I said, well, Lord, what you want me to do for you? Whatever it is, I do it. You know what I'm saying? So God began to speak to me, and he told me, he said, what I want you to do is go and talk to your father. Ask your father for forgiveness. I said, well, Lord, I already did that. He said, no, I want you to go and ask your daddy for forgiveness. I said, oh, okay then. Well, as soon as I enter that town, whenever I go over there, I said, I will do that. And I went back and did what God told me to do. Sometimes we got to seek him out.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't get blessed until we do what God tells us to do.
That's right.
It might be a simple thing. It may not mean nothing to you, but it's something to God.
Yeah.
So anyway, after I did that, God began to bless me and bless me and bless me. I'm not saying I didn't have any trials or tribulations, because I did. But I also had prayer on my lips.
Yeah.
And when I found myself, I was going there
Dr. McClellan, may I say this?
Yes.
Kind of, we got about 60 seconds left, but as I was sitting up here praying, God spoke to me. He said, there was a lightning falling on the stairs. He said, there was a lightning falling, a lightning of fire falling on the state of Texas. He says, according to those who receive and believe, it shall be done. No more begging, no more borrowing. He said, God said he's going to, God showed me, he says, I'm moving Texas to a position where that those of us who believe can see what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And it's because of your faith, and those of you like me, faith, God wants to move. The time is now. Go ahead. We got about 20 seconds. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead, Dr. McClellan.
Amen, amen. Praise God for that word. We just thank God for that. And that's what I'm talking about, God's revelation. God began to open your eyes so you won't be blind when things began to happen. As he moved Joseph in a place to be able to take care of the people when they came to him. So is he doing with us now in this day and time. So it might seem like it's a small thing, but it's around the world. And so I just give God the glory for that. When he opened up the eyes about the meeting, and then you find out it's not only happening here, it's a scam in other places. God is finna open the eyes of people so people won't be blind. And all those who are oppressing the poor, God is getting ready to deal with them. He's getting ready to deal with them in a mighty way. So we just thank God tonight. We just give God the glory for what he is doing on tonight and what he's about to do. Let's thank him for what he's already done and what he's about to do, because what he's about to do is greater than what he's already done. Praise the Lord. But as we leave this station tonight, we thank God. We want to just thank God for blessing each and every one of us, and ask God to continue to meet our needs.
Amen. So this time, God bless you. Remember, I love you. I love you.
We love
I love you.
All right. We love you, too.